Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Won't be long now. We got a couple more weeks to go to North versus South. Just figured I'd give you a few people a call. What's going on? Let everybody know things have been kicking. A lot of big tire action races going on. If you don't have Facebook, I'll bring you up to speed a little bit. We got a few guys in the back lines been calling me and been doing a couple things I've been doing. I've been doing a little bit different the way I was used to do it a long time ago. So, basically, because I see a lot of race stopping when sometimes you get out in the open with everybody. So, I'd rather get it locked in the other way. They couldn't understand. You guys wouldn't. Certain ways I do it, that's all. Certain things not to be told. And it gets locked in. So, I'd stay back, let them handle it, do what they got to do. And it's been working real good. I know a lot of guys got in touch. I'm sorry last night. It was, you guys got kind of late, and I couldn't get back in touch with you because I had other guys that were trying to lock in some races too. You know, we got quite a bit of a show. Let me just make sure I open Fat Albert's mic because Fat Albert's been helping me a lot. Without him, things wouldn't happen, and I'll say it straight out. Fat Albert, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Nothing much.
How's everybody doing this evening?
You know, so far we're doing pretty good, Fat Albert. I was just telling them how we've been running back and forth with these lock-in and getting hold of people. And just like you see that one I went out there and did with Coretta and Daniel Hall there. And
yeah.
See that guy
yeah.
locked in. We got another one coming in, but I'm not going to say it yet. But let's just say I reveal it Thursday. I'm not going to reveal it yet, but it's going to be another big tire race locked in. They call me on the back lines, and we've been talking. So a couple things are getting them set up, and the guys from down south been having me call the guys up here, try to get things going. So things are working out pretty good down there, and things are working out pretty good up here. And a lot of big tires. I'm really happy with the guys because they can call me and ask me would I do this, do that. Basically, they want to run for grudge. They want to run for money. They don't want to run, be just running. They want to run for grudge. That's what every last one of them said. So I understood what they're coming from. They want to do what they want to do and bet their own money. And Daniel Hall, I think, has got two. And I think they might be looking for a third one. I'm not sure, but that's a great thing. You got Jeff Rogers. He got three races locked in. You got somebody, I don't want to call his name out because he's got to lock this other race in first before I can turn around and say anything. I don't want to say it, and the other guy gets scared so that's the reason why I can't say it. So I'll wait till they lock the other one in, and he said, let me go ahead and say it. I'll say it. So I'm working with him, doing on that. We got some small tire action going on. We got some motor action getting ready to happen in a little bit. Waiting for after this week, and I'll be putting up more. I just don't want to put up a couple things out of respect because they got a couple other shows going on. Fred's got his show coming, so I really don't want to be throwing too much stuff and taking away from somebody, saying I'm taking away from somebody's show. So I hold back on some certain things. I don't want to put it out there. So after next week, you'll see. I'll start dropping the bomb down on there. I'm going to really drop the hammer like you want to say it. I'm quite sure there's that other one that we talked about. They're talking about trying to get it locked in without nobody else. You know, we talked to him on the phone that day. You know, the small tie action there. And he don't want nobody involved in but the two parties. Because when you get the third party in, that doesn't even have nothing to do with it. Those would be the ones that put a wrench in the game. So let the two owners to the cars, and they lock in, and then they come out with it. And it's the same way with our OG Bobby and Cowboy. I mean, they did their thing.
Yep.
They locked theirs in without nobody knowing nothing, and nobody can stop what they wanted. And they did it, and it's on their own. And that's it. Nobody stops it. I hate to say it, but it stops on the social media. Sometimes when the guys are talking about the race, somebody gives away something. Or say, why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? And instead of shutting their mouth, they got nothing to do with it, but they stopped the race. So I understand where these guys are coming from. Now they're starting to get their races locked in. They're happy with it. They call me up. I don't know, man. We might have a hit on us, me and you. Wicked Bird might be a hit on us. He might think that we are agents. He might be a, you know what I mean? You never know. You never know.
Yeah, grudge agent, yeah.
Yeah.
When will we get that from?
Sign on the contract.
But Joe, I tell you, I was shocked when I saw that Tony Bynes and Jack Antor lock-in. That made me do a double take.
Yeah, well, you know what? And they did it on their own. Nobody could shut it down. Wait till you see the other one. That's going to be – I can't say nothing until after Thursday because he wants to make sure he gets the other race locked in. And you're going to be surprised.
Right, right.
So I'm kind of, like, happy with them guys, the way they're doing it. You know, you find out later. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but everybody wants to get on the radio show and wants to get on. Why doing that? Why doing that? Let the man go ahead and do what they're going to do. If he gets his race in, he gets his race in. But that junk that people stopping stuff, that's not good. That's not good. That's race stopping. That's at its best, you know. Yeah, and, you know, it's cool. I'm
happy.
We got
a lot of good races.
Yeah, and listen, I still have fun with my stuff, what I do. If I don't have fun with it, like I said, I ain't doing it. So what I was talking about the other day, I said I'm going to do that little dance thing. Well, listen, I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm putting it where you got to dance to. My old school and stuff. I'm only going to give you my contestants, the ones that are coming out, I'm going to give them a chance at it because I'm going to turn around and say, I'm going to give them each one of the songs that they can have that they can use so they can be able to practice with their little routine or whatever they're going to do. And I'm going to put the money up myself. And I'm just going to go out there and have some good fun. The same thing with Avon. I know he said he going to get in it. I said, it's an EJ. It's a Halleck. There's a few of them that's getting in it. Quite a bit of them getting in it that said they want to do it. Fat Daddy from down there. Even Dexter said he's going to cut a rug. So, but they got to do it to what song I want. We going to pick some songs. That's how we going to do it. We ain't going to do
right.
it at all. So we want to make sure I got it right. I know everybody's been calling me up, and I know they've been trying to get all the classes, but I didn't get to talk to everybody because we're trying to. I don't want to have people out there crying that they can't get through the lanes and can't get up there and get their race off. So that's what I'm trying to work out with. You know, I don't know shootouts. I know we get the extreme shootout for sure, the 28. I'm working on the other thing, a couple things more. I just want to make sure because I don't want to have it like last time on that Friday. We had so many people trying to get through the lanes and they couldn't get through. I don't want the grudge racers mm-hmm. coming always from up here or whatever and then only have one pass or whatever. I don't want to do that. Another thing is I'm going to do it different this year coming in, letting everybody know ahead of time. I already talked about it. To sit the cars overnight. If you wanted to go and stay overnight, you pay for a pass for 2 days. Now, I'm just going to let you know how it goes. It's going to be for 2 days, and here's the tech card. I'm going to let you know. Tech card is only $40. $40 for each night, right? For if you get 2 days. So that makes it $80. $80. I think it was that said $80. It's either 80 or 85. I'm not sure. But now if you just go for 1 day, it's going to be $50. The same thing for a two-day pass to go in there inside, it's $20 a person. That would be $40. If you do 1 day, it's $25. So it's just basically the same thing, just to try to cut down minimum stuff. And I know where I can turn around and keep the people, because I got to put security inside the track. I got to put the accountable, you know, I don't want to turn around and be bringing something. I got to try to figure out how to keep things down as low as possible. No, I'm not trying to do a $100 tech card and all that. So basically, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. I'd rather have it. It's easier on everybody else. It's easier when I don't have to put the staff out there be running so much and charging more. So basically, if you take them up there and you say you're going to keep your car at the track, in order to keep the car at the track, you will have to have a good 2 day pass. Because I'm going to have the security the same way it was last year. If you're going to stay at the track, you're going to pay for 2 days. Because you're not going to be able to sit in there. They're going to be putting you out. So they're going to have a band. So it's going to be, I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's some way they're going to do it. We thought about it, and that's it. Well, as of anything else, charging anymore, I'm trying to keep it down low. So basically, if you take the 2 day pass, it's the same price as last year. And, I mean, I don't know anywhere else that you can beat only paying $40 for a tech card. You know, so that's what it ended up being, $40 a day. So it would be $80 for 2 days if you do it. But if you take them around, you turn around, and I think it's 80 or 85. I'm getting everything straightened out with Dexter. Dexter should be on here a little while. But if you turn around and you want 1 day, you know, like they said, it's $50 for a tech card. If you just come on Saturday, it's going to be $50. That's all to it. I just got to keep it, everything going on. Now, if you get in one of the classes and they say the class is such and such amount of money, whatever, that's on you at extreme class when they have it. I know I'm not the one that does the classes. I just try to make sure my grudge guys have their runs and get their stuff through. And I try to keep it down for the grudge guys. I'm not trying to kill something. I'm not trying to make $1 million. You don't see me charging astronomical numbers, no $100 or no tech cards, no nothing. I'm keeping it down as low as I can. So it'll still be lower than most people charge for 2 days. Than somebody had for one. So I'm just letting you know. We're trying to keep it as low as possible. And, you know, everything else goes along with it. Like I said, you know, when you're in there, it's not like you got to have security. We will have the person at the gate, but I just like I said, once you're in, you're in. That gate's locked. I don't hear nothing. Don't try to come back in or leave and come back in. It's not happening. We're not letting you in. So that's what it's going to be. And, you know, it's costing more money that way to get a freaking guard, but I got to kind of like have somebody there. So that's what's going on. So I'm trying to keep everything down, whatever it could do. And that's the only way I can be able to keep things down. Just trying to minimize certain things, payouts and all that stuff, and that's what I'm doing. And I don't want to try to – I don't think the racist should be on the racist back, and I don't think it should be on the fans' back. And it ain't like I'm making so much money. And to prove it to you, like I'm going to tell you right now, everybody can hear it from my mouth. You ain't going to hear it from somebody else's mouth. I've got cut back for next year. I'm not going to be doing as much. Basically, and that's it. I'm just going to be more concentrating with the kids, having a little fun with them, travel a little bit, and that's it. It's going to be a couple races a year, and that's it. That's what I'm going to be doing. So that's what you heard from my mouth. You ain't hear from nobody else. You heard it from me. I don't have time to be arguing with other promoters or hearing the negative stuff like, oh, you don't come in. I don't hear that. You know, I try to make it to everybody's stuff, and that's it. But you can't go up and down the road every time. So I'm just saying, like I missed out last week, but you can say that for the last three to four months, I've been going out there straight every weekend, everywhere, you know, and traveling back and forth to people's stuff, whether or not, you know, trying to get a car there, bring my son there, whatever I got to do, I'll do. And basically, it's just a lot, so I'm trying to enjoy a little bit, too. So we're going to have a little fun with it. And, you know, if people can't see what you're trying to do for them, I don't know what to tell you, you know. Everybody, if you can't see the difference in prices and whatever, and see that somebody's not trying to make a killing off nobody or do anything, you know, and the track is not cheap, so it's not like and the security's not cheap. And the thing is, everybody always want to say security. Well, I can bring this security in. No, you can't, because if they ain't bonded, we ain't allowed to have it. So that being said, everybody go find out how much it costs for a bonded person. So that's what it's got to have. And I'm not crying about it, but, you know, I got to do it. So if you want to have that kind of thing, of course I can go to certain other tracks and they don't ask for nobody bonded or nothing, you know, but, you know, then, you know, it's like it's like a freestyle, but we can't do that. I like it this way. I like this track, and that's the only reason why I'm doing it. So that's what's going to happen. You got anything to say before I open up? I got a lot of mics over here sitting here, and I guess you've seen what I wrote down today. You know, I see some
faces.
All
I want to say is, fellas, you know, y'all know, you know, a lot of y'all calling me to get these races logged in. I don't mind doing it because I love it. I love it just as much as Joe. Me and Joe love it. Me and him on the phone, I'm going to say at least 2-3 times a day, getting races locked in and getting everything set up. So, you know, I just want to let y'all know that we are putting in the work. We're doing our best. We're trying to get all, like you said, grudge races got priority. We always done that. Grudge races have, and it will always have priority. And but just to let y'all know, hey, we putting on a great show for you, like we always have. The last 2-3 North versus South, we had great, great time, great weather. I hope the good Lord bless us again for October. But, man, if y'all only knew what we got some races that, like he said, we can't tell you right now. But y'all mouth going to hit the ground when you find out. Boy, we got some big-time races locked in. So just work with us. Just know that we are putting on a hell of a show for you. The end of the year off right, you know. And I can't wait, man. I wish tomorrow was October the 13th. Because I'll be leaving on the 14th heading down. But just know we're working for y'all. We're trying to put on the best show for you, like we always do. And I can't wait to see y'all, the racist. And I'm going to gap the shit out of Peanut, an American Gangster. I'm back on mute.
All right, let me just tell you, there's a few people that's coming back out, like a lot of people didn't know. King Nader, he'll be there. Dexter will be there. Marshall from Florida will be there with two cars. Bruce Leroy will be coming out there. from Chicago. They're coming also. I'm working on something with him right now to see for my lock-in. So it's not like what everybody thinks. A lot of them want to come to the area and told me, call me up. What can I do? You know, who can I, got something? You got something for me? I only can turn around and say, what are you looking for? I'm not going to direct you into the person, but if you've seen a car and you ask me about it, I said, I can get that person on the phone and do whatever you want to do. Y'all talk from there. And that's it. That's how we work it. I'm not getting in the middle. I'm not going to be like some of the promoters, you should give him or you, whatever. Hey, you guys are grown men. You guys figure it out. But I'm not going to turn around and say something like that. Because that right there is just taking sides in. So it's not pinks where I got to turn around and say, you should give him this and you should give him that. No, it's up to what you want. You give him, if you turn around and he falls for something that you gave, that you went for, and he took it, oh, well, that's on him. So that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to keep it moving the way I like it. I've been doing it years ago. I was doing it, then I kind of got off track and started doing it a different way. I went back to my old ways and started getting my stuff to lock in like I want. So basically, like one-on-one, I mean, I know more people I've met in the last 20-some years racing. It's crazy. And I can get on that phone at any time and call somebody up, like 1, 2, 3. Just like I needed a set of rims for my car because my son dropped his car off the trailer when we was headed to Gordo's and bent his rim up, so we turned around and he took the rims off my car. We had to put the rims and tire on it. Made a phone call, and nobody had something, so called my buddy Puerto Rican Pete up with the little Vega there, and said, shit, I got it right here. If you want, gave me a good deal. I said, I want it. Sent it to me, and so I got my rims back on there. Now I just got to get maybe I'll put a different set of rims in the back later, but right now, as long as I got a set of rims and stuff on it now, just to be out there so I can get ready myself, because I'm trying to be ready for that day also, and also ready to lock in. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I see a lot of people out there. I got to make sure I open up all these mics and get everybody in. I know James and everybody been calling, and so I got to make sure they open the mic. I know they. I hear 704-6149. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's going on with you? What's up, Fat?
What's going on, James?
What's up, James?
Hey, I got one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this an NGRA sanctioned event?
Yes.
Well, for the points wise, you mean?
Yeah.
I guess if you want to call whatever he says, that's what he wants to say. But listen,
he said
I got nothing to do. Let me just make sure everybody
knows.
On
his
heard.
Show.
Okay, that's just something that whatever he does, that does not require to me. That does not require to Larry. That does not require to Dexter. So whatever he's doing or whatever he's offering, you guys get it from him. I got nothing to do with whatever he do.
Okay.
So,
and I know, James,
you guys know
I know you were saying about the $5 off. He said if you go to the event, let him know, and then he will refund you your $5. That's how he's doing it.
Well, I don't know. I just was asking, was it a sanctioned event?
Oh, I understand. But, no, he said that on the show yesterday, matter of fact. That yes, no,
I got on there late. I got on there late, so I ain't getting none of that.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah,
ain't
no problem.
Let me just say this here. And, there's a lot of guys on here right now that's on this here show right now that's part of the board. And so I can't tell you anything. But I'll tell you, I like to keep my shit open so nobody don't think that you think you heard something different. I'm not on the board. I said I like what he was doing, giving back the money and stuff, because nobody else is giving nothing, and I'll say it straight out. He even asked me to do something towards, you know, whatever, you know. Yeah, you can be, like, towards vice president, whatever, and, you know, and whatever, you know, a couple dollars, whatever, make. I said, man, I don't want no money. So yeah, he can tell you that. I ain't asking no money. I don't want no money. I didn't need no money. I said, I just want to see you giving something towards the races. Now, you can get on the next show with him and ask him exactly what I said. And that from day one all the way through, even though he turned around and said, man, you've been doing everything, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm good. I do it for the love of it. I don't do it because I need the money. If I need to do it for the money, I wouldn't be up there. There ain't no way in the world I'd be dropping no prices, you know what I mean, dropping it all down there like that and cut my own throat. So I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time so you can let him tell you, and he'll tell you online. So you got a lot of guys out there that think they know everything and don't. So I like to put it out in the air. And I ain't talked to Joe, and you can go on his show, and he can tell you exactly what I said. I don't want nothing. And there's a lot of things I don't. And I'm actually going to do a little walk with these guys in the morning, like a symbolic walk with these guys, because I used to do it down when I started the first cancer walk. It was down in Fayetteville, so I'm going to actually do a little walk with these guys on, I think, Saturday, maybe, or Friday. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to think about it, how we're going to do it, because a lot of the people from down there, actually, Cape Fear, which in, if you looked at it, every time we did it, me and Dexter did it back then, the first one, years ago, and we're talking like 7 years ago, and you go look at the check and stuff, we gave them the big $4,500 check and everything to Cape Fear. So, you know, a lot of people that know half of the stuff, you might not know, but we do our part. And it don't have to be shown. And some things you do it from, like I told you before, James, when I do that cancer walk, I don't put nobody's name out there when our race is there. I refuse to put our race. You know, if you're doing it from the heart, you don't have to go out there bragging, saying you did it to somebody. You did this for this and did that for somebody.
You're right.
I didn't want it out there. The same thing, I didn't want EP to tell it because he didn't need to tell it. There was no need for that, but I guess he wanted to defend me. Like, thought that somebody wasn't doing something. And he came out, Pee Wee came out, every last one came out, and they went to saying what they did. Then people were like, I said, but that wasn't even for that. It wasn't out there to freaking brag about it. It was out to give it to somebody. That's all to it. Same thing when we did the golf cart last year. Jeff Rogers will tell you the whole story with that deal, how it went down, what happened with it, where the money went to. Hey, it is what it is. I mean, he ain't going to tell you the person. Or the persons, that's what I could say. But, you know, that's what it was for. That was my whole thing, giving back. So if I can't give back, you know, especially something like that, I got a second chance, third chance, fourth chance. Now I'm on a fifth chance. I have to make sure I have a fifth chance. So, you know, you happy, you get one blessing, and hopefully get another blessing back. So all that stuff that you hear when people talk about this, hearing that, about the giving, if you got to brag about it, don't give it. I don't want it. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'd rather give it myself. If you got a brave, I do not want to hear it. You know, it's all about you. You look at some of the people that are really hurting out there, certain things, and they'll tell you off the bat. A lot of guys out there that are walking, you see them walk with a pitcher or something like that because the person can't make it or whatever. And you feel that sometimes you'd be thinking you're bad off and you don't realize how good you got it. So, you know, I don't want to be putting it out there that saying somebody said, I gave this to this guy. I don't want to hear it. Don't even give it to me. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to think. And that's what I said. And the same thing with the racer thing with NGRA. Don't give me no money, Pro Stock. I don't want nothing. Give it to the racers. And he knows it. I don't play it. I don't want it. It ain't like I couldn't have got it. So I'm just letting you guys know right now. And you can ask Pro Stock. And it was not wanted, and I did not want it. To this day, I still don't want it. As long as everybody can get back and get something back and have a good time, you know. I was promised to go to this guy's thing, and Heavy D and all the guys, they supported me for years. And matter of fact, they're on here right now, Frank Brown and everything, and they always asked me to go to tailgate party. I never got the chance to go with them. I made the date from the beginning of the year to go with them, the tailgate party, because they were the first ones to come out with the cancer walk with us, and supported Ricky Langhorne and Jack, and they donated so much helping out with the shirts, helping selling them, and everything else, and they were a big part of the first cancer walk. So I had to return the favor. I said I had to go. And, you know, after I got there and went to this tailgate party, and it had nothing to do with racing, but let me just tell you, when you can walk out, no argument, no fussing, and having a good time and looking at everybody and just enjoying life, that's me. That made me feel better. So I'm going to enjoy it a little bit. That's all to it. I'm just going to let you guys know now. It ain't going to be like I used to be. Ain't got to be worrying about fussing, fighting, arguing, some stupid stuff. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is what it is. And I'm going to do a few, and that's it. It's going to be that way. I'm not no competition with nobody, and I don't need nothing. So that's how I feel. So I'm going to work it on out, and we're going to work it together. And I'm just saying that everybody, I just hope they come out and have a good time on the show and keep it racing and keep it down. I mean, if somebody's trying to do something for you, you should be happy that somebody went out and tried to do something, give something back. I mean, I don't see anybody else, and I'm just being real about it. But we'll cry over the littlest things. But when your well run dry, go and look again and see where the hell so is anybody going to give you anything. Everybody's going to be looking around. I'm like, damn, Joe was at least giving this here such and such out. And I'm talking about Pro Stock Joe. I ain't talking about me. I'm saying about that there when he gives out the $500 to the winner of this, the $100. Ain't nobody else done. I don't care what nobody says. So I don't care if that man makes a couple dollars. It don't matter. He thought of an idea and it's turned around. It worked and it's giving people something back. You guys should be happy that somebody's giving you something. But is it, until you turn around, you're happy. But it seems like you guys are happy when somebody mistreats you and be sitting in second class and watching everybody else race, and you got to wait until to do your grudge racing. I mean, how many times at Englishtown and Swizzle tried his best to get all the grudge racers to get out there, but they had to wait till 4 o'clock to do their grudges because all the bracket racers had to do first. Come on, let's be real. I mean, you guys are making big, giant steps, and then you want to turn around and start going backwards. I don't know why. Arguing and fussing over something stupid because somebody else is trying to make the bracket game a little bit better. And you fall into the category, everybody, oh, I don't like what he's doing. But you know what? You guys are taking the money and you ain't saying nothing about it. You guys ain't giving it back. But you're going, you know what I mean? Give it back if you don't want it. Let somebody else get it. That's how I look at it. And I'll be the first one to say it because I don't care. I ain't taking nothing. I don't want nothing.
Cliff gave it back.
Yeah. Well, if he didn't like it, you know what I mean? He gave it back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He gave it back. He didn't like what was going on. That's on him. But the next man can use it. Guess what? I'm happy for him. It was all designed just to turn around and help you, you know, for help somewhere, whether you can use it to come for gas money, tolls, or something. That's all it was designed for a couple of dollars and make the guys engage more, which is guys are engaging more. But don't get me wrong. Like I said, I've seen races, and like this whole thing was, there's a lot of hype races that was going on, and I'll say it because I don't care. There's hype races that came out that only raced for $30. All right? You know, and let me tell you, that's why I put it down there as of the post. You know, I wanted to know, what do you think about it? Was it enough hype? Does it get you pumped up or what, you know, for the race? That's what I'm just asking. A lot of people didn't answer that, you know. You know, does it feel like the same fresh, you know, the hype and as a bigger pot? You know, sometimes it's just a robbery. Let me and a person put this in perspective for me. Let me just say, just like this. A person that go to church, one guy gives out $500 into the usher box to the thing. But he has $1 million, but he gives $500. Another guy gives out $20, but he's only got $20 in his pocket. Which one is really worth more? Which one really is worth more? You know, that's all to it. I mean, you bet what you can do, and that's it. And it's still the same thing, height, whatever. I mean, but I'm not going to say certain things to certain ways. I mean, I have seen people work for a freaking six-pack of beer, so I'm not going to say that counts, stuff like that, you know. But I think some of this races can be just as much hype as anything else. A $500 race to a $1,000 race can be the same thing, same hype, especially when that. You know these two are really trying to go at each other. It's not a fake race or nothing like that, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. We know a couple of things is a little staged, but, you know, I've seen it. It ain't hard to tell. But you can look through the bullshit and look like anybody else can. But my thing is I'm just looking to see grudge racing grow. I ain't into that arguing and fussing, and that's it. I mean, I know a lot of people calling me and trying to say, oh, I got to do it. Nah. I'm going to stay back off it, watch y'all, go for it. Like I helped Mike Brown to get into promoting. There was a reason by it, and it is what it is. I'm happy for him, and hopefully he can move along. But I'm open up more of these mics. Get a few of these mics open. And if you guys got anything to say about that, what do you think about it, James?
I was on mute.
Yeah, what do you think about the hype? You think it's just as much hype as a race, a $100 race, like to compare to a $500?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to see a race,
everybody's opinion. You know, I mean, there's been certain races I know that some people just ain't got.
I mean,
it, you know,
like
right?
I like to see certain races regardless of what they bet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I see a race
mm-hmm.
I like it. You know, if I see two people
mm-hmm.
get ready to go at it, no matter what they betting, you know, it don't make a difference.
Yeah. Yep. All right. What do you think about it, Fat Albert?
I mean, I just love to race. I don't care about the money part. I just love to see racing.
Mm-hmm.
The money
yeah.
is just a
that's
a,
what I'm
a
saying.
Plus.
Sometimes you can get a hype.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Fat Albert. What were you going to say?
I just say, I mean, the money is just a plus. Don't get me wrong, but I just like to see the racing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you run for. I mean, that's between you, the two owners, you know. But
yeah,
man, just
yeah.
you know, like the rivalry, you know, some of these rivalries that's out here, but guys, some that don't really like each other. Them the races I like. The hell with the money.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree.
No.
All right. Okay, hold on. Let me just open up this mic here. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. How y'all making out this evening?
Good, good. How you
hey,
doing, Tori?
I can't call it.
What's up, Tori?
Yeah, what you
Hello?
Gotta say about that one, Tori?
I'm with Fat Albert, and you know, listen, man, as long as they get, you know, put it in the beans. And they put in a little bit of money. It's about sportsmanship. It's about having fun. You're not trying to pay nobody's car or no mortgage or nothing like that. We just out here because you can never get back what you put in these cars, whatever you run for. So, you know, just a little $500 race or $100 race, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Just having fun, man. Something to brag about. Something to, you know, wear that cape on your back saying that you did some work and put some work in. Look at Rob Weber. Boy, the man's doing his thing. He don't care what he's running for. $300, $500 don't matter. He laying odds. He's having fun. That's just what it is. It's about having fun. All this personal stuff need to grow up. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right. What's your take on this Pro Stock Joe stuff? I want to hear part of it myself. What do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. I really follow your show more than I follow his. So I hear stuff and I hear what's going on, but, you know, I'm not on the radio show or whatever he's on to understand it or whatever, so I can't really comment on it. I'm sorry I can't comment on it because I'm not there.
Okay.
You know, I can't go by this person saying that. I got to witness it myself.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Okay.
But if it is truth to it, if it is true to it, to what people saying about the, you know, about the thing about certain tracks being sanctioned and all that stuff, it's kind of fucked up. But, hey, like I said,
you know,
this is
what he started out with, and I'm going to tell you something. And he started out in the beginning, and now what's not right, what's not fair, I honestly tell you the truth, is to put Pro Stock Joe out there when you got the board members that voted on it. So the board
right.
members should be the ones up there should be explaining. How did they come up
Correct.
With that? Because I had nothing to do with none of that. I'm not a board member. The board member should actually tell them the reason why they picked these tracks or whatever. That's how they should be doing it. I know they can't have
mm-hmm.
money every week. I'm just being real about it. I know they can't have because they don't have enough members to have money every week. So,
Correct.
And don't get me
hey,
wrong.
Joe,
there's been certain
Joe,
things. Yeah?
The first thing he should have did was get tracks and make sure the tracks were NGRA sanctioned, like having to track his members and then get your members because he could have put out a calendar and said, we have an NGRA sanctioned event at this strike, this strike, this strike, and this strike. But it wasn't like that in the beginning.
But hold
like,
on.
All you had to
you,
do was...
Wait. Let me just tell y'all about that NAGR. He's saying NAGR. I'm not no NAGR sanctions. That's not no freaking... We're not part of nothing. You might... So I don't care about him giving out money and saying that, look, I'm going to support for that, just like I say support to that. But don't act like
I'm just saying
because
you.
There's a lot of guys out there that think that, and then they think like somebody's getting something back. So I just
this ain't nothing to do with the promoters.
But you might not think it is, but when you start putting, they look like they're picking and choosing. And when you start doing that, that's what looks bad. And I'm going to just say something like this here. I could tell you Fred. Fred gave money out there donated money. I donated money to the thing. I had nothing to do with it, but I donated to somebody else's event with the thing when he was on it. Okay, they got a big show going on. When Fred had a show, I want to give you $200 towards it. I want to give you $200 towards it. That, straight out like that. Why? Because I wanted to make sure that he has a good event too. So that's what people were doing, and the people that didn't support it or didn't do it, and then they're going to backseat, and they're going to be mad because they didn't put nothing in, and he didn't go to them. He should really be jumping on the board members. Well, what do I got to do? You know, that's what he should do. How can I get to have mine there? That's what it's supposed to be like.
Sammy put this too.
So that's what it is. The ones that were supporting the thing, that's how we turned around and said, listen, we're going to kick back. And I could tell you straight out, I put $600 in and ain't had nothing to do with my track. So it is what it is. But I turned around and it was an event. That's something I said I thought I liked it, what they did, and that's it. That's all. So
the
NGRA
sanctions, he said, it would only be events that supported it. So if you supported the NGRA, then your event would be a sanctioned NGRA event. He said that. So you had to support it to be sanctioned. He just couldn't sanction every event. If promoter A didn't support it, then it was not a sanctioned event. You see that he said that. You know, you had to support it to be a sanctioned event.
Yeah, but a lot of times they think like somebody else had it doing. Then the first thing, a person that don't have an event, they think like somebody's going against them. And we ain't got nothing to do with it.
All I'm saying is it should be a calendar out showing what tracks are going to be sanctioned. And then
but he can't put
just
it
like
that out, if you don't
look,
know who
he just started that out. Now, I'm just going to tell
you
this.
Yeah, how can you put a calendar
out? He just started.
You don't know
it wasn't
who
like
supported
He started, and then people just jumped on the bandwagon. People just out of nowhere. All right, I'll donate. Okay, I'll donate something. There's been guys. There's been races.
I give it to you.
Something.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. Everything is not a bad idea. Don't get me wrong.
I can't see.
It's just
I can't
see. That if you don't know every sanctioned event, like. I know
you would have
you
to go. Look, my whole thing is you got to go to his page, on his page, and that's between him.
He would have to do it next year. James, the way you talk about, he probably could do it next year. If he, what you saying, James? Because he knows who supports
him.
You
have a calendar saying, this event is NJR sanctioned.
Right.
But right now,
right.
the way it looks is picking and choosing. But I'm just saying.
I could tell you right now, I know a few people that turned around, like he's right now talking to some people for sponsorships. Now, if anybody want to know how sponsorship work, say, for example, when you already get the sponsor, you might not get this year, you get it next year. They're looking to see what you're doing, and they like it. Guess what? They put it down on their thing, and then they go for next year. I had a thing that was I lost out on it last year because of something. Actually, the sponsor was listening to the radio, and he caught the wrong whiff. Somebody told a lie. It wasn't right. And, you know, basically they pulled their name off it, and I was going to have it the following year. And that's the whole deal. With a lot of people, if they're going to turn around, I mean, to me, if he had the money, if he got the money, it's fine and dandy. But to turn around, you're working towards to get a sponsorship, to get something. That's why you never have nothing. That's why we had never have. I hate to say it because the grudge race is always looking over another man's shoulder, worrying about what he's making. You see those classes that goes on, ducks racing, everything. Ain't nobody looking on your shoulder. They up there how they can get another sponsor. Each one of them working together. You know, Pepsi and everything else. You know, I'm going to show you something so stupid, I'm going to give you a prime example. NHRA now has call-outs. Since when did the NHRA started getting call-outs? Why? Because they're taking it from the grudge game, because they see the grudge game get more popular and the sponsors are starting to look at the grudge game. But we still stand stupid that we got to fight amongst each other and then we lose the sponsorship. So I'm going to say it straight out like that. That's how it is. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Arguing over somebody else what this might have got more than the other one. And that's all to it. And then meanwhile, you're looking at NHRA just now did it. Now go ahead and go look at it if you see them behind. They're doing call-outs now. Now, since whenever you saw NHRA call out somebody, like their grudge, why? Because it turns around and sells. That's it. They see it, but they know how to market themselves, and they know how to not to fight amongst each other so they can get it. The problem with the grudge game, everybody got to be looking in somebody else's pocket and thinking somebody's making something instead of go ahead and go get this here corporation that big money. You know, they don't get no $10,000 or $5,000. Damn, when they get it, they get millions when they get it. So they got money to turn around and throw on these classes, or if you win Pepsi-Cola and you got a thing on the side of your car, you might not get a big purse from the other person, but what you win the money from is from the sponsorship. Everybody knows that. You turn around now and you start adding on, I got all these stickers on my damn car. Each one of those stickers are worth so much, and that's it. So now you go in the front and you go to the call up the next guy. Now, oh, I got this sticker on my car. Here it is. Here's the picture. Okay, we'll send you the check. We'll send you the check, contingency money, contingency. That's all you see, you know. This person ain't no bigger than the freaking grudge game. The grudge game, actually, purses are bigger than some of the NHRA purses for the week. So, but the contingency money, by the time you add that contingency money, they make more money than you did after that. That's the whole thing. And that's what we're trying to say, that the grudge game was trying to go for it, you know, and as long as you fight amongst each other, you ain't never going to get shit. That's all, let's be real. I hate to say it, and that's I hate to say it, to try to defend somebody because they're trying to bring something in. Yeah, everybody should be trying to bring something in. Maybe they can get more. I'm happy for it. I was happy. I just didn't say it. I didn't even ask for nothing. I ain't want none of the money. I just thought it was a good idea that he was giving grudge game people back money. But the whole sad part is everybody got to be in somebody else's pocket. I got to look at Fat Albert. Damn, Fat Albert making this amount of money. I don't give a damn. Whatever Fat Albert make, I'm happy he's making it. You know what?
That opens a damn mic
for somebody else. Shoot.
Hey, Joe, it's not always looking at somebody else's pocket. They look at the person as a whole. And when you get on there and you have a complaint and you say something, then you call the stupid motherfucker this, that, and the other, motherfuckers don't like that stuff. So It's not just looking in their pockets. They can care less. It's just how you carry yourself when you're supposed to be doing this for the racers. And some of the stuff he do is outlandish. And when he call people names and say, oh, you stupid motherfuckers paid $30 instead of $25, this, that, and the other, instead of, you know, keeping it business, he call his members or people that were there motherfuckers and stupid motherfuckers, you dumbass.
Well, listen,
motherfuckers.
Hold on. Now, let me just tell y'all something. I'm going to say it straight out like this here. On Pro Stock Joe's show, what he said, I don't care, you know, if it's cursing, everything, whatever you get in your mind, whatever. And if you know you're going up to a guy and the guy always turning around cussing and everything else, you know what you're walking into in the first place. I'm just being real about
it.
Well,
I get
now.
That, Joe.
I'm just saying, a lot of guys turn around.
As far as
the
grudge
just like
game.
When you go down, I'm going to just say this here. When you go down south, you got people going up there talking about they going, you raw dog and all this here and all, you know, and people let it be here, it's okay with it. So if you let it be okay, now they think it's okay for them to say that. That's just like certain words I will not you know, I don't believe in race wars. You couldn't turn around and come in my house.
What I'm talking about and what you're talking about is two different things as far as...
No, it's the same way you guys let...
But when you're trying to be business, hold on. If you're trying to be business, I'm going to take an example from a promoter. I'm going to say Fred Wheatley. You never hear that man cussing or calling somebody out their name like that for any reason, no matter what.
Okay, I'm going to give you a prime example. 8 years ago, I had something being Pro Stock Joe when he know I didn't play that joke. He told me straight out. I'm just telling you straight out, and he can tell you. He'll tell you straight out how it is. We actually was going to make counter blows on this here thing. He said something like a lie. He said, no, controversy sells. I said, well, I don't like controversy because if you tell a lie on a man, people believe a lie. I say, first of all, you guilty until proven innocent. It ain't innocent until proven guilty because the first thing they do is they believe the lie first. Now you got to prove your innocence. So he said, I'll get on the show and I apologize for that. But that's his controversy. You always hear him say it. He always says that. He likes the controversy, and just like the same way with Dog Show, he likes the controversy. They like it like that. They think that's so. I don't myself, that ain't my kind of style, but, hey, everybody, some people like it. Some people love it. You know, I mean, that I don't knock them for what they do, but if you accept it, then you're over there, and you accept it. Well, guess what? That's you. You go to it. I mean, there's... Then my whole thing is to be like Cliffy. Cliffy didn't accept it. He stepped away. He gave the man his shit back. That's how I look at it. You don't like it, you step away, give him shit back. That's it. That's what it should be. Yeah,
let's open up
some mics.
So everybody
like
text me. I guess everybody has something to say. We got to open up these mics.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to open up these here. Okay. Let me open up these here things because I got to make sure everybody get in. Let me make sure I open up this mic right now. It's 301-4533. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? How's everybody?
What's going on, Avon?
What's going on, partner?
Maintaining.
What do you guys say about these races being, is this the same much amount of hype as $100 or $500 or $500 like $1,000? It's the same thing, right? Right or wrong? Well, there's certain races. Don't get me wrong. I know
it ain't the money. The money is just a bonus to me, in my eyes. If I want that man I want to race him. You know what I mean? And the money, if you want him bad enough, you'll drop your price to race him. You know what I'm saying? I wanted a man so bad, I told him I'll run him for $75, you know? So I just think, you know what I mean, the money is a bonus. I think a lot of people bet what they can't afford to lose, and that's how they get in their feelings and stuff like that. But, like, if you want somebody and you want them bad enough and you really want to whip them, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be, the money shouldn't be the you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's just my opinion, you know?
Okay.
But,
everybody got
like,
opinions, so, you know, I just want to clear, you know, certain things, like, people think that it's got to be money all the time, but a real grudge, honestly, tell you the truth, when you sometimes you know you want to see that car, these two go at it for the longest, and it's finally they're going to happen. You know, I remember the one time, like, Short Dog and Thunder Goat. Man, everybody was there for it. As soon as them, I'll never forget, when Thunder Goat lost to Short Dog, man, they left. Everybody was leaving the track. Ray Ray.
Yeah, they was
Jason.
Mad.
Yeah, Ray Ray and Jason. They had, PDRA was so full up in the stands, it didn't make no sense. As soon as the two cars went down, everybody walked out the stands. Ain't nobody want to watch that class shit. Everybody was like, hell with that. They walked out of there. Go look at that tape. Virginia was so packed, it was crazy. But guess what? The whole thing that it was so packed on PDRA and it was like that, look at all the sponsors, what they saw. Wow, the people came out to watch this race, PDRA. They got it, but the grudge races didn't get nothing. And that's what I always say. We fight amongst each other all the time. It's getting stupid over dumb stuff. Won't go. Don't go to this guy's race. Don't go to that guy's race. Anyone hear that stuff? I mean, it's just stupid. That's what I don't see it. And I've seen people call themselves, I'm not going to support this and I'm not going to do this. You know, that's the problem. I want to tell somebody else not to go somewhere. Like, I don't care where I go. There's times that if I can get out the damn house and I got somebody ride with me, I say, let's haul ass. We going out. We going racing. I know that one day ain't nobody think I was going to be a fridge. I got me a chance to have somebody ride with me. That was my son. Let's go. Me and you going. We getting out of here. We jumped in the car and gone. It is what it was. We didn't tell nobody. We just got up there and made it. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, don't let nobody else tell you not to go somewhere and then turn around and find out. You know what I mean? That how good the show really was. You missed out on something good. So that's my whole idea. And it's a lot of that bum stuff going on. I'm gonna call it down line. Call it down line. I don't like it. Wrong is wrong. You don't do stuff like that. Let another person find out if he don't like a show or something. Don't turn around and stop somebody from going somewhere. That's all to it. But hold on for right quick. So I see like 10 mics. So let me just make sure I open everybody up. Make sure that 202-474. Your mic is open.
Fellas, what's good? This is Tricky Rick.
What's going on,
Rick? Ain't nothing. I got a question. Ain't nothing. What's up, Tori? I got a question. People
right.
know, I'm assume 90% of the people know what type of person Pro Stop Joe is. So why complain about it, number one? Number two, why bring issues that's going on with Pro Stop Joe over here on your show to talk about it instead of contacting Pro Stock Joe or asking Pro Stock Joe these questions to get the answer from the horse?
Let me answer that second question for you. Because when you ask him or you talk about it to him, he act like an ass. A real ass. Really?
You said he acts like an ass?
Yes.
Okay, but you know what kind of person he is when you're dealing with it from the get-go. Joe has not changed. Joe the same motherfucker he been for the last umpteen years since he's been dealing in racing. So
all you got to do is ask him a simple question. If he just answered a simple question or something like that, fine. But when he tries to go out his way, and if you think it's just
James.
Me... You
wait a minute.
If you think it's just me, If you think it's just me, wait till you open up them lines and ask that question. Is what I'm saying.
Well, listen.
Now go ahead.
What I'm
saying.
I don't even really get on Joe's show like that. I just got on it the other day because my name was tagged. I didn't even know what the hell was going on. I jumped on, got off. But
I got you.
I have heard someone ask you a direct question, and you don't answer with a straight answer. So you have to understand the person that you're
not
conversating with. Or that.
Do you hear me cuss somebody out if they ask me a question? Just straight
up,
in on them? Do you hear me?
So again, if you know what kind of person he is, right, why do you keep patronizing him? Why do you keep listening to his show? Why do you keep worrying about whether a racetrack is NDRA sanctioned or blah, 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 blah? You see what
I'm
saying?
No.
If that offends you, then you shouldn't follow
listen,
or fuck with the dude, period.
Listen, hold on, man. If I ask, if what I said wasn't out of the way or anything that would discourage anybody, I just say
it doesn't matter.
If you know he's giving that kind of response, whether it's to you or someone else, then
you shouldn't fuck with the dude, period.
Okay, you're right.
That's the point that
you're
missing. So you kind of beating a dead horse of your own. You know what I'm saying?
You won't hear no more about it from me. I'm done.
No, it's not about whether
you
hear from it or not. You have a problem with him and
done.
What he does,
listen,
but you keep patronizing him. That's what I'm trying to get you to see.
It's done. Listen, I got what you say. It's done. I'm not going to beat the dead horse.
I bet you'd be on this show.
You can bet whatever you want.
I mean, I don't want to bet. I'm just saying, I bet you'd be on the show. You saying that, but you're going to be on the show.
Listen,
you're going to be chiming
in. Ain't you done with this? Because you said I'm beating the dead horse. I'm done. And nothing else to talk about.
Oh. Well,
hold on. Let me
right,
make sure I open up another mic then, y'all. Let me open up another mic.
Why you doing that? I don't think it's no difference in the anticipation or the hype of the race if it's for a little bit of money or a lot of money. When people want to see a race, they just want to see a race.
Gotcha. All right. 347-5810, your mic is open.
2 miles. Give me a second, Joe. I'll
okay.
be on a little
I'll
bit.
I'll just leave your mic open. You can just come in when you come in. All right. Open up mic 757-3913. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, Joe? This is Drew Brown. Hey, I was
going on, Drew?
I was going to comment on the Pro Stock Joe thing, but that horse had already been beat down to the ground. You know, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. You know what I'm saying? People think it's a non-profit or a charity organization. That's a business. You know what I'm saying? And the man run the business the way he wants to. If you don't like how he conduct business, don't deal with him. People don't like some of these track owners and how the way these people run tracks, but they still go to these tracks. So what's the difference? Because Joe is who he is. A lot of times people got that crab in the bucket syndrome. The man making money, get over it. If you don't want to be a part of it, ask for your money back or don't get it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple.
There you go.
Hey, Mr. Brown, are you going to make it to North versus South, sir?
No, sir. Stop talking to me, guy.
Okay.
I'm not going to be there.
All right. No problem.
Is that true that Jeffrey Dahmer supposed to be running Zeus at North versus South?
Yeah, it ain't been put out there because the money ain't up, so you know what I'm saying? Now that you say it, I said the money's supposed to be up. We're supposed to run Buck Week, but we'll see if the money get put up. Money supposed to get put up a week prior, so it be there.
Okay.
Yeah, it is true.
So y'all really
I say that if Tricky Ricky, if you want that one-on-one that you offer me on the show, if you want to offer Jeffrey Dahmer the one-on-one, we'll take it.
Man, listen, I don't even know who the fuck a Jeffrey Dahmer or whatever you're talking about
truck.
Is.
That's
I was.
Name, that's 10 truck.
I wasn't asking for me.
Oh.
I never entertained a race with a truck, and I wasn't asking you, were you going to be there for me?
Oh, well, I just threw that out there. I thought you was asking for yourself, so I threw that out there. Ain't no problem, though.
All right, open up another line, Joe.
Hold on one second. 845-0695, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I'm five, your mic open. Hey, how you doing now?
Everything is
what's
everything.
Going on, Joe Cowboy?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? Guess have a, you know, I just got on. I caught a little bit of the thing about Postdoc Joe and stuff like that. You know, it's just only thing I have to say to it is just like Howard Stern. You know, how many people like Howard Stern? You know, everyone knows how he is. You know, so same thing with, you know, with Joe. Damn, someone's mic is open with a lot of air going through.
Sounds like the French. All right.
Damn. There we go. Now sounds
okay.
Better.
Well, look, I know you got up. But look, let's tell you what, y'all. Let's get off your Pro Stock Joe. He's not on here defending himself. We're not going to do that. We're not going to talk about the man I don't here to talk about. So, Cowboy, I ain't mean to cut you off, but I just got
no, it's okay.
Let's leave that alone. Let's talk about racing. Let's leave that alone. We got nothing to do with it over here. Okay? And I don't want nobody to go back and say Long Island Joe and Fred I was talking about you on their show. No, we're not going to do that. So we're just going to end that now. No more discussion about that and his event.
I already texted Pro Stock Joe and said,
all right,
Fred
all right,
I was talking about
your third grade teacher
and your fourth grade teacher.
Sammy, come on, I'm trying to be serious sometime. Damn.
All right, I'll be serious. I'll
let
it go.
Let's talk about racing.
I'll let it go.
Yeah, let's let it go.
Can't make it.
Oh, come on.
Can't, Fat Albert.
Yeah, but it just got to let it go, man. It seems like everybody's going to keep.
I understand.
Let's just let it go.
Let's change the topic completely.
So, okay, while you on here, Sammy, I know you was trying to get some racist, you know, you was going to put up for showing up homes. Did that ever go through, Sammy? I mean, I know you trying to get in.
Like Zeus Central just told Costa Goldo on Facebook. He has a better chance jumping off cliff diving off a volcano before that one locks in.
Good God Almighty.
but tell me something. Why would I don't know. I heard that he was thinking about doing it, so I mean Luca Brasi I guess was gonna give him everything in drag racing and
all,
I guess he
all
just
four
wanted
things.
To talk to the owner. He didn't want to go through a whole all problem four. Where everybody wording something different.
Yes and no, that's a way cop out. If somebody's willing to put up the money, it's not a problem. You got the money.
I don't think it was the money.
But
I think he just
send...
want. This is what I heard. Now I'm just in the middle, man. Now,
Joe,
I heard
no,
the deal he was worried about the word how everybody worded, and they trying to be, you know, if he said the wrong thing, like okay, say for example, the white and black car. He was thinking that now somebody gonna try to put game in and have it come with another white and black car. That's what the deal was.
He
That's
can talk to the
said.
Owner all he want, but if somebody's willing to put up the money, he might as well take the money. And then he comes out a week before the race. I don't do that week before the race shit. Remember what happened in the beginning of the year? Everybody's hollering, lock, 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 with no money. And then they said, oh, there was no money up, so it's not really locked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just got a text. They said that's dead, so let's move on. They said
it's a dead issue. But like I said, I have a better chance. Like Goldo has a better chance of cliff diving off of a volcano right now, like Zeus said. So it's a dead issue.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Plain and simple. That's it. Now earlier you talking about sponsors and this and that, Joe. Well, I'm gonna give you a take on my small pot racing. That small pot racing?
Mm-hmm.
With small pots and the big money. Now, if you're at the track, I'll race a motherfucker for $100. If I'm gonna make a special trip and travel 10 hours, it gotta be a $500,000 lock in pot. DP, because gas ain't cheap no more if I wasn't planning to go.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if I'm at the track, fuck it, I'll race anybody for $500, $300, $400. But if I wasn't planning to go and I'm making a special trip, you better believe it's got to be at least $500 plus deposit.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that, man. That pays for your traveling expense. I understand what you're saying, Sammy. You're right. You're right. Especially you got to travel 4 or 5 hours. You got to make it worth my while.
Yeah, you got to make it worth my while. You know, I'll tell you right now, the last North versus South cost me $800 just in gas. I didn't bring no car.
But the motorhome.
At least make it. Yeah. It was $800 in gas I spent. And that's when the peak of gas was high, too.
What'd you get, 4 miles to a gallon?
Nah, it's about nine gallons to the mile. It'll be about something, nine gallons to the mile, something like that.
You can't be getting that. That's a lot.
It's nine, about nine, some shit like that. It's not warm.
I think you get less than that.
He's,
how many miles is this?
No, I say it's 9 miles to the gallon. 9 miles to the gallon. Around there. But that time the gas was almost $5 back then. Gas was expensive back then in March. Am I right?
I know gas is expensive. But you gotta be getting less than that, Sammy.
Nah, I don't think so, Joe. It says it on the dashboard thing that you
just take the mileage, see how much it. I ain't got my phone on me. I put my other phone on. I would take it, see how much the miles it is, how much miles it is. All you do is divide it. You can tell it. You're getting less miles than that. You know. What is it, 400 miles to get there? What is it, 400?
Nah.
Say, okay, say
nah,
600.
It was 400.
Okay, just say.
More than 400.
Just say 600 miles. You know?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know how you do it, but God bless you. That's a lot of gas, I ain't gonna lie. I go a tank and a half on my pickup truck with the truck car in the back. Golly, that's a lot. But
well,
all
it's,
all
five,
all.
It's 550 miles from my house to the lawn, and I live upstate New York.
Okay. So 1,100 total round trip.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I don't have no oil pressure to tell you how much it costs me, so I'll tell you that next year.
Hey, Joe, plus tools. You know, Sammy got some tools to pay, too.
Oh, yeah, those tolls, I didn't even look at the tolls. I did not look at those fucking tolls. Go there, it's a crossover with the motorhome. That's about $100-something off that, over that outer bridge and the Gothels Bridge. Forget about the Delaware Bridge. I forgot about that. I don't even want to think about those tolls. Man, the turnpike is a bunch of crooks. Because in the same day, same exit, I paid three different prices. Figure that one out.
The
same vehicle.
No, that's crazy.
I don't know. It's one exit, $390 cost me, then $220. I don't know what they were thinking. $290, $120, I think, and $170. I don't know what the hell they were doing.
What,
same exit.
Through
the turnpike.
Yeah. Oh, let me open up another mic. These guys hit me up, trying to make me open the mics. Hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up these other mics. They all sitting here. 201-9355, your mic is open.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Can't complain. What's going on, Kelsey?
Not much.
Listen, what's going on, Griff?
This might take a second or two. But the topic and the conversation today are very interesting. And you know what? A lot of people really need to understand things. This is fucking grudge racing. That's number one. And when something is grudge racing, ain't shit guaranteed. It's like going into the military. When you sign up, you either going to come home or you ain't going to come home. With grudge racing, you either going to win some money or you ain't going to win some money. What the fuck do I look like choosing between Atlantic City or Las Vegas to say, listen, I'm going to bet this 200 G's. And because I'm coming all the way from New Jersey, it's got to be worth my while. Rather I go to Las Vegas or Atlantic City. 9 times out of 10, the odds is stacked against my ass. So this is why I don't like hearing, and I don't even like hearing, why it bothers me when people put money first. Fuck the money first. Your car, in order for you to fucking race, you've got to have a car first. That's first. And I'm not
but Cliffy, wait up. Cliffy, I'm going to stop you right there, Cliffy. I said if I wasn't
then
going
don't stop me
and somebody wants
not,
me to, look,
this is
look,
not
look, no, you're not listening.
You
understand me. You take this.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I got what you're saying. I think, but
this,
I understand what you're saying.
I'm speaking in general.
Yeah. No, but I'm going to tell you something right now real quick. Fat Albert, last year, or not, this year.
Yeah.
At North versus South. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
When I was betting.
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
My comment is
I said, I said, I came with this amount. I'm going to go home with it, double it, or I'm going home with nothing.
And listen, you got racing. This is why, Sammy, what I'm saying is not up for discussion or debate. It's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
Avon said something earlier that was profound. Listen, in order for people to bet on a race, two people that race or have cars have to agree to race first. The hell? I am a racer first. And you know what? I will travel 20 miles for $5 just because I want to race. I have done it. I started out doing it that way. It's not going to change. Now, by chance, if I want to try to change the up the ante, whatever the ante is, I'll choose so. Now, as far as the other aspect, I'm a businessman. I understand business. But you know what? When it comes to a promoter or what track you're going to go to, as a racer, you have to choose where you want to go and who you want to fuck with. That's like Coke and Pepsi. You either like it or you don't. And if you like it, you're just going to buy the beverage, and you ain't going to say who the fuck is the stockholders and where the fuck are you putting your banks. And where's your stocks at, and how much of the stocks? You're just going to buy the beverage, drink the bitch, and shut the fuck up. And if you want another one, go to the next one. That's how I look at grudge racing. I'm either going to go to your show, or I ain't going to go to your show. It's never nothing personal. It's never nothing personal. Either I'm going or I'm not going. Either I could bet this amount or I can't bet that amount. I'm not ever going to check somebody else's pocket because I don't want you checking mine, because at the end of the day, in the beginning and the end of the day, we're not going to be in the same household any fucking way. We're only going to this thing to make the wheel go round. And once again, this is not up for discussion or debate. It's just how I feel, and it's my opinion. And it was a little deeper, but, I mean, I had to sit back and hold all this shit in. And one thing I will say, Fat Albert, I understand you said we're going to move on to the topic. But I just want to say one thing. I respect all grudge promoters. And if you're trying to do every last one of them, I respect you. I may not like what the fuck you say. But at the end of the day, I will respect what you're trying to do. And if you're trying to do it for money, that's cool. But if I can't fuck with you on your money level, I got to move on. But now, you know what? If you're doing it because you're doing it for the sport of it and the love of it, I can probably fuck with you a little longer. I'm somebody who gave to the game, and I'm only saying this because I understand a promoter's point of view. I would give a gathering every year, and I did that for 13 years, me and Park Auto and Performance. We loved doing it. We never discussed the price. We didn't give a fuck about how much it cost, but it had to get done, and we did it. Okay, so when you feel it that way, that's what's called love. Now, some people got love and money. You know, what's love got to do with it, so to speak? So that's what we're dealing with here. Now, I'm trying to cover all the bases without, you know, without sounding like a preacher or sounding like I'm trying to step on somebody's toes, because I'm not. Now, as far as a big dollar amount of racing versus a small dollar amount of racing, I believe a motherfucker will come out to see the small dollar race. I'm going to use me for an example. A joker said on this show, you got everything in drag racing. I said, you know what? Fuck the dumb shit. For the amount, what it's going to cost. Joker, we got to get this the fuck off. And I'm never going to talk to somebody disruptively, because I don't like nobody to talk to me disruptively. And you know what? If I got to deal with somebody, rather it's on your show or in person, I'm going to have to choose to go the other way, because you know what? That's not what I signed up for. If it got 8 cylinders or 4 cylinders, yada, yada, let's get it. So you know what? I'm going to leave it at that, because I could go on forever.
You still got everything. You still got all three.
You know what? It's your
Allah, word is born to Allah, man. Listen, you with that motherfucking shit right there. And after I tear your ass apart, you got to give me a banana pudding. If it don't be this weekend, brother, it's on you on the ticket. You on the ticket. Your mouth too bad. But I love you, Avon. And I mean that. So, Joe, I spoke to you. I ain't got no more to say. Not this night.
Hold on. Let me open up a couple more mics. Good point, Cliffy. All right. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody.
What's up,
just
Mr.
checking
Butcher?
In. That's about it.
Okay.
What's up, Butcher? What's going on, Fat Ivory?
Oh, nothing much, nothing much.
All right. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up. I got like seven more. 757-595. Your mic is open.
What's up? What's up? What's up, fellas?
What's going on now, Weeby?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much. What are you up to?
I ain't doing nothing.
What the fuck did you mean that this nobody locked in this show unless you on it? What you mean by that the other day?
That's what it means. It's too much talking.
Okay, so are you on a show that don't do too much talking, or you plan on locking somebody in? But not me. I'm just asking.
You want to do something?
Where the fuck you go, man? Listen, you don't take a swing at the interview. I'm talking to you. You don't swing at the person that's talking to you.
I don't know. I got my eyes closed. I'm just swinging.
Okay, y'all. There he goes. Somebody should swing back. I just got what you got. That's why I can't swing back. I'm sorry. Period.
Even if I ain't got nothing.
Oh, okay,
hey,
well,
any two cars
been
ready.
What
a key at the car.
So we need it.
Huh?
So I'll bring you come out. We need it.
Hmm.
I can hear you.
What's up?
How long will Weeby be out, Weeby?
I'm going to test. Well, I was going to test this Friday, but it's no track open. I mean, it's open, but it's, you know, you got too many events. So I'm trying to find a nice private test. I got Ronnie Rhodes going to help me, Ron Rhodes' son, going to help me with my suspension and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to get somewhere that I can get my car to its best potential. I'm not going to come out. I've been waiting too long and spent too much money, so I ain't going to be coming out half-stepping.
Wait a minute, you were just out last weekend. What are you talking about?
That was with a Nova. I got a Nova, too.
Okay, well, a car is a car. Fuck it. If you ain't got this one, use that one. I mean, did you know that? Maybe you did.
Cliffy for president.
Hold on, let me make sure I open these guys' mics.
I couldn't hear
that's crazy.
Him.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up these mics. 443.
He said log in with that goddamn Nova. Sorry, Joe, go ahead.
443-9148. Mic is open.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello?
What's going on?
What's the face in your voice, man? You sound too happy.
No, I was outside of the truck, and when he put me on, I had to run inside and grab the phone.
Oh, okay, okay.
Joe, I had a couple questions for you.
Sure, sure.
First question, are they charging for parking down the lot?
Well, this is the problem, and I'm just telling this here. The whole thing is, if you go on the spectator side, you can walk right across to the pit side. It's free if you park
mm-hmm.
over there. If you go in one of you parking where the pit side is and be taking spots of where the cars is, they're going to have to charge you because they're going to have so many cars in there, they ain't going to have no place to park. So basically that's why they charge you for if you park in the pit side. Because you ride on the other side, you're right at the starting line, you guys know. If you go on the other side, to the spectator side, you can park right there and walk right in. And walk
well,
right over to the pit.
The reason why I ask is because I'll probably be coming in my truck like I did last time. And they charged me for parking, but I wasn't parked down there where everybody else was. I was parked when you come in there, when you make that first curve. That's where I parked my truck at.
What are you parking? Tractor trailer?
My tractor trailer.
And they park, and where they park you at?
When you come in on the pit side, right as you make that first curve, you go to your, let me see, coming in, you go off to, the curve goes around to the left. I parked right in there all by myself, and they charged me to park in there. I mean, it's not
yeah,
no
I'm
big
not,
deal. I'm just trying to get a heads up on it.
Yeah, I don't know. What did they charge you for that?
20 dollars. It should have been $20. We'll take up a small donation. Bring your butt on down this go round, and we'll take care of you. You know, and I said that.
I think it was $20 because it was $20 to get in.
Okay,
and,
so
and they charged me $20 to park.
We ain't gonna try.
No. I'm not going, Cliffy. Calm down, Cliffy. Exhale. Okay.
If you did it once, you're gonna do it again.
Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Slow down. Calm down.
You don't want to tell me.
Calm down. I just asked if Joe knew. I'm not upset about it or not.
If you go on the spectator side over there, you pull over. I don't know if you can get that tractor and trailer on that spectator side. That's why I'm trying to wonder where you parked at.
No, I parked on the pit side last time.
All right, so bring 24
okay, that's
40.
The reason why. You park on the pit side, you got to pay to park it over there. But if you park on the spectator side, you walk it straight across for free. You ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to pay nothing. I told everybody that the same time before, too. If you want to go in, about, I know a lot of guys like to be right there, you know, on the action and want to be back and forth. But that's the only thing I could tell you. Last time it happened that way. You was on the pit side. That's the reason why they charge you. Yeah,
okay,
that's why they charge you. Because, you see how many cars. Just figure out how many cars are there and how far it went back. I mean, if you let everybody come across, it'll be all up there where the cars gonna be parking. And that's what we're trying to keep the cars. We're trying to keep all the cars. You know, they got a lot of asphalt there too. But you know what I mean. But you start going further back, there'll be enough. You have if the cars go there ahead of time, there'll be Kevin the race cars parking down there on the top of the grass. So we're trying to keep everybody on the ash and be, you know, without trying to charge nobody, and that's what it is, you know, and that's how I want to try to keep it. But I got to tell everybody, you can park on the other side for free, and, you know.
Yeah,
and walk right across. You're right there. You're right at the starting line right there. You're right at the starting line, and you walk across. It's no charge to walk across, whether you come from that pit side across. Same amount of money, whether you be on a pit side or you be on a spectator side. Same amount of money.
And Avon, if you listen, I know you can concur what I'm saying. Me and Avon was at the last North versus South. We was the third to fourth car in line, wasn't we, Avon, on Saturday morning? Avon?
Y'all drove right past me.
We were the third to fourth people in line. And once we got in the gate and we had cars hooked up, you know, and we couldn't even find a decent spot because there was already other cars that wasn't race cars in the way. So
and that's
why
we're trying to keep out. We're trying to keep them over at the park.
So that was the problem. You know, and we lucked out and found a spot on the blacktop. But still, we was the third to fourth car in line and got in there and still had to take what we could find, and we had to find something. So you know what I said that to say this. If $20 get you in with a car that's not a race car, then you should pay it with the quickness.
I'm not fussing with Cliffy. Calm down, yeah. Son. Calm down. You're missing the point. I'm not crying about the $20. I was just asking Joe if they were still doing the same thing. That's all I was asking. Calm down.
Okay, well,
the only reason why they are doing that is to keep the cars minimized and see if they go to the other side. And I don't get me wrong, I see the other guys do the same thing, but I see them charging $50 and $75 and, sometimes $100 to keep them for the cars to come over there.
Right.
I'm not charging the same price as, what it costs for a car to come in. That's it. You know, we're not trying to, that's all we're doing, just because you're going to take up space on them, and now they can't park and they're crying, so that's the problem. So we got to make sure the races are, that they can get their cars and be at the right spot. And that's the only reason why we're doing
that.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, that's
a
good thing.
I don't
want
to turn around and, like Cliffy said, he got to try to find a park and he got to park where the spectator, where the guys park their other cars way down there. I don't want that. I want to make sure they can be up in there on the asphalt and go ahead and have a little good time. And like I said, like a two-day pass, if you're going on a Friday and a Saturday, then it's going to be only $40. But if it's one day, then it's going to be $25. We're trying to keep it minimized and down. I don't know if you're coming on Friday night or not, but if you are, so you ain't got to worry about it. That's how they're trying to keep everything. I'm trying to keep the prices down. And the best way to keep it down is by trying to have to not be paying all the other stuff like that. So if we can keep everything down, it's going to be good. I mean, I know everybody else has been going up, spectators, but I'm trying to keep it down low as possible. You know,
hey Joe,
$40.
I do
$40 for the card. I mean, come on.
Are you coming down this weekend?
No, I won't be able to be there. You know, I got, my wife's uncle's on hospice. You know about that, right?
So, no, I did not know that. I did not know it. I'm sorry to hear that. My prayers with you and the family.
Hey Joe.
Uh huh.
I just want to put out there, if everybody can get a condolences to Jason for father, him and Drew's father, Jimbo. You know, he's a legend. He'll always be a legend. Right. And he will not be forgotten. He will definitely be missed. And, he was a good man, always will be in my heart, in my mind when I saw him and spoke to him. But, if everybody can send a condolences to them. If y'all can.
I'm going to hold the mic. I'm just going to let a moment of silence, man. A moment of silence for Big Jimbo, Racer Jason and Drew's father. Great man. We'll be quiet for a moment. And may he rest in peace. Yes, sir. He was a great man.
Amen.
Well, hold on one second, you guys, because I know they've been calling me. Let me open up a few more of these mics. 240-753, your mic is open. 240-6753, your mic is open. All right, let me close that one up. Hold on. Hey, somebody's in the shop. We hear a lot of noise in the back. 757-9032. The mic's open. That's who?
Drew, mute your mic, man. I know a wake.
Yo, Joe, what's happening?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything good, man. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, partner?
I was going to get up here and get rowdy, but I ain't going to get rowdy tonight. I'm going to chill out. I'm going to be quiet.
You're going to get rowdy?
I ain't going to get rowdy. I'm going to go right back on mute. The only thing I'm going to say is, Fat Albert still got lock-in rights, and Sammy got lock-in rights. I don't give a fuck if we paint that bitch pink, because it might be pink. That's all I'm going to say.
Nah, you ain't going on mute now talking that shit. Explain that.
Explain what? Everybody
There's
know. Everybody
explain.
Got ears. Everybody been watching. I've been quiet. I ain't said a word.
Cliffy, there's nothing to explain about.
Motherfuckers worried about the color of a car. when they can't beat me, so they're just looking for whatever way they can to get out of it. But they still
now
get
I understand.
Money.
Now I understand. Now I understand.
This is what I'm gonna say. Now this is what is going on. Okay, I've seen it happen to somebody, and that's what they're trying to say. If they turn around, say for example, I tell you I'll come with a blue car, it's a blue Camaro, and if you think it's that Camaro, and I turn around and bring black nasty, that's what they kind of figure that they worrying about. They want to word it to say it's yours. So that's the whole deal. That's basically what your hold up is. You probably could get that race line in 1, 2, 3 without worrying about nothing. But until you say
that may be very well and true. But let me tell you this: it's my car. That motherfucker can't beat me head up. That's why he on his knees begging. So why do we need to change cars? Why do we need to try and play a trick?
This is the whole thing. You have to say and go and say that is the car. If you don't say that is the car, you can bring something else, and that's why they're saying that's why they didn't want to go for it.
Man, looking for every reason to run away.
The only thing they want to hear is your car. That's all.
That's all they want to hear.
The Luca Brasi. The Luca Brasi. Everybody know me as the Luca Brasi. Every time somebody they don't even say my name, they say the Luca Brasi.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. What happened to Walter Mann? Walter Mann ran the Underdog, right? Everybody know the Underdog car, the Mustang. Well, when he got to the track, the Underdog, they were painted another car and called it the Underdog. The bitch was the same orange, but it was a pro mod. That was their car, the Underdog. And that's Walter Mann that time. So basically, that's why people get so leery, because they've been known to do stuff. So, people, it's not like, I guess they're just being cautious about it. They're scared to lock in because they feel that somebody's going to try to put them in a trick bag.
That may be true if we was worried, but we ain't worried about that duck. All that duck is a duck. All he do is quack. That's all he does.
But the whole thing is, if you say what they say, if they said that what you said, they would have been locked in, I'm telling you. Y'all would have been locked already.
No, he wouldn't, Joe. All he wanted to do was beg, man.
He said he's calling me out.
Why he can't run me heads up?
Obviously
he can't beat me.
Hold up. You talking about Antoine?
I'm talking about the duck.
Oh,
he is
shit,
known
man.
As the duck.
The
he's a duck.
You listen, you supposed to put some change on that just because. Fuck it. And if you don't like the outcome, let them keep the change and catch them the next time.
I'm going to tell you what he says. Lock in this weekend, same race from the beach.
Man.
I'm
not racing this weekend. I'm not racing until North or South. That's been said.
Okay.
What's wrong with
that? Hey, but I got to go on mute real quick. I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he got North versus South on his schedule, anybody would have to respect that because I get that way sometimes too, you know. I'm not able to make one, but I could put the other one on the schedule. That happens nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have a free schedule for the grudge world, even though they would like to make every event exist. If you got a life and responsibilities, you can't make them all. And for anybody who don't miss one, then you know what? You's a bad motherfucker. And you got props from me. Kudos. And I'm trying to tell you.
Somebody breathing hard in the mic, man. Like they snore. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up another mic, you guys. Hold on.
Joe, you pulling the
tweet? Lift you for president.
757-040. Your mic is open.
Man, I've been the president for 50 years, man. You just didn't know it.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
757-0240. Your mic is open. I hit you again. 757-0240. Your mic is open. Okay.
Mic is open, but their phone turned off. Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm muted, so let me come in back in. But all in all, I know there's some good racing going on. It's coming up. And I don't blame a few people that's saying that without they're going to run. how they do their program, they do it. I must have missed this one. I'm sorry, you guys. 240-6753, your mic is open. Just make sure. 240-6753, your mic is open. Maybe they didn't want
to
speak.
And, Joe, you know, the first thing people be quick to holler, oh, you scared. When somebody tell you they can't make a certain date or a certain time or they're missing a certain part or, you know what, they got to call them back next week, you know what, at least you should give them the benefit of the doubt to listen to what they said. If they said next week and next week get here and they tell you they need another 2 weeks or another week, then it's a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Yada, yada. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's the younger generation that do that shit or the older generation, but I know your average older person say what they mean
Cliff,
and mean what they say for the most part.
Cliff, you on point this week, this Tuesday. You on point. I want to ask you. I want to ask you.
Just don't know.
I want to ask your question, Cliffy. What you call somebody that calls everybody and tells them don't go to this track because it sucks?
Well, the common word is called hater, but the actual word is called a miserable motherfucker.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Damn, Cliffy's on point nowadays, boy. Look at him.
Listen, Sammy, I think
Cliffy,
just start today. It's always been that way. I just don't say much.
Cliffy, yeah, you don't say much. Well, I think you took some honey just before you came on the show.
But listen, Sammy, the grudge game is for real. The grudge game is for real. You got people, you got hustlers on every angle, and that's what grudge is. Once you hear the word grudge, you can't get mad at if somebody asks you for a dollar, but you can get
it's
mad
all about the hustle.
If they ask you for a dollar and they don't put it where they said they was going to put it. That's when you get mad. You understand what I'm saying to you?
I need to get it right. So in other terms of a hater, what is it?
A miserable motherfucker.
Okay.
Now, if I got to say it again, I'm gonna come to your house and write it on your refrigerator.
Yes, I need you to do that. I need to memorize that shit.
Do it with
crayon. Heard that, Fat Albert? Fat Albert, you heard that? A miserable motherfucker. That's
MMF, brother. Oh. MMF. MMF. Miserable motherfucker. And trust me, there's a lot of miserable motherfuckers out here in the grudge world or that think they're in the grudge world. So don't ever confuse that because that's what's going on today. You know, there's a lot of people out here that can show you better than they could tell you, and there's a lot of people that can only tell you and can't show you. So, yeah, I got a lot of shit on my mind. You know what I'm saying? Because the grudge game is for real. It's a true thing. People spend their hard-earned money getting their equipment ready, trying to travel. They go up and down 77, 66, 95, 78, 81, you name it, down 1, down 13. Listen, it's not an easy game for somebody to come in here and try to deceive you with the bullshit. That's all I'm saying. And ain't nothing wrong with a $50 race or a $50,000 race as long as the race happens.
And let me make sure everybody knows also Tony Bonds is coming up to US 13.
Okay.
He'll be running Gordo over there at US 13 with his little Mustang, the small block Mustang. I forgot the name of it, but
Pocket change.
Okay, so he'll be there also. So you guys, if you're going to be around, come on down to US 13. They got a lot of action going on. Big Fred's got a lot of action going on that day. If you're down at the beach, they also got King of the Beach going on. So there's a lot of stuff going on all around, both areas. So some good racing going on this week. So you got to see a lot of things. Like Scotty G, I think, is over. So they are trying to travel. I see people trying to travel now, try to return the favors. So for Scotty G to come back again from Florida and go to Colonial Beach and for Tony Bonds to come to US 13, that's a great thing. That's saying something.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I can say I know the guys have called me up, like Coretta and all of the rest of the crews, all of them guys have been called. They've been trying to get races. If you look on my Facebook, they've been putting on my page. Carlos Wells and them, and they've been trying to get it. The Underdog, and then they're getting their stuff together, trying to get it some races too. Larry McKenzie, the whole bit. Dexter Curry actually going to have his car ready. I forgot what he calls it. Man, I had the name of that thing. Oh, Uncle Ruckus, I think he called it. One single four barrel, like he said, he's looking to do some action. Ricky's supposed to be doing something. And I think he's calling out, I'm not sure if it's Jason Gray or whatever. I'm not sure yet, but I know they were talking about it. But I'm not going to say anything yet until I know for a fact. All the ones that you see that I said, those are already locked in. And there's some that we didn't get to put out there. So that being said, it's going to be some action-packed. So I can't wait to see some of the stuff going on. Like I said, there's a lot of things that guys are turning around and tell you not to go somewhere, but go find out for yourself first, please, before you let somebody else deteriorate to tell you, don't go there, don't go this. Find out for yourself. Try it yourself. If you don't try it yourself, you'll never know. So don't listen to everybody that tell you to go somewhere. So, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff
going on. Didn't Coretta them lock in the Cobalt?
Cobalt and Coretta's locked in. That's Daniel Hall. They're going off the trailer. They're going off the trailer. Daniel Hall likes off the trailer, and so does they. Also, Jeff Rogers on Friday night at North versus South, he's him and Daniel Hall's locked in off the trailer. After that, he's going to be running Coronavirus. And that's that 69 Camaro. Let me see. Junior Bissett drives it. I forgot the guy's name that owned it, but that's the car he's running.
Troy.
And then after that, what's his name?
That brown Troy. That brown looking Camaro, something like that.
It's gold. Gold.
Yeah, gold. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's running him. Then after that, the return of Marquez. Marquez and Jeff Rogers. They're locked in. They will be doing it for a good penny too. Good little penny there. Boy, they're gone. So my hat's off to Marquez to see him come back. You know, he's a tuner, everything else on everybody else's cars. And he's getting behind the wheel and going to grudge it. So that's a good thing. And Daniel Hall, like I said, Daniel Hall said, heck with it, they doing it. Kyle Wells, he's going to be doing it. You know, you got a lot of guys that's already saying coming out and locked in stuff. And, well, basically, so far, and I'm not even talking about the small claws like Zeus and everybody else that got locked in. Fred's locked in. Avon's locked in. James and 10-5 Drew, they're locked in. You know, you got a nice little list going on down there. You know, and then I guess Jeffrey Dahmer and them to be, and Zeus should be locked in. Well, the week of, they put their money up. So it's going to be really... There's going to be a lot of action, a lot of guys coming out, a lot of guys are calling me up, and we'll see. You know, I can't wait. But it's going to be really interesting. I mean, when I say interesting, it's going to be a real interesting thing. Let me make sure I open up another mic. Oh, I had lost what's his name just a while ago. Fat Albert, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, they're running the Mustang, not the Cobalt. They're running the blue and red Mustang.
Yeah, the Cobalt I was talking about was Daniel Hall.
No, Daniel Hall running.
No, Daniel Hall.
Oh, what is
he running the Mustang. They got two cars.
Yeah, they got a Cavalier and he running the Mustang, yeah.
Yeah, he running the Mustang. Yeah, the blue and red one, the blue and
yeah, no, he was just talking about Mustang. No, he knew that. He just said that what's the name was running the Cobalt.
Okay.
That's what he was saying. He was saying that Daniel Hall was a Cobalt. That was what they were saying. But
okay.
My fault. Yeah. Yeah. No, no, he's good. But let me make sure I open up these other couple mics right quick, because I did see it. 910-822. Your mic is open. 910-8234. Your mic is open.
Yeah. Hey, this is Coretta. What's the question?
How you doing, Coretta?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm not much. Hey, how's everything?
Everything is perfect.
I see. Y'all gonna have the Cobalt ready too, huh?
It's a Cavalier. Yeah, you know we're trying to get a lock in for that as well. Yeah, it's Cavalier.
Oh, so you getting? Oh, y'all trying to really do it? Gonna have both cars
trying to. We're trying to get Fat Albert.
Get in line. That's all you gotta do. When I call your name, you answer.
Okay. When we get there, we'll come tap you on the shoulder.
Oh, okay. And fix me a chicken sandwich while you're there too.
Fat Albert, you better talk to her nice, Fat Albert.
Hey, oh, Albert.
Yeah, she said, oh, man. Right away, Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, I got a question for you, Fat Albert. What you going to do about Walter Mann?
I'm going to do a who?
Walter Mann.
I don't know,
you called his name last week.
I haven't heard nothing from them.
But you were running though. Is that what you're trying to say?
I got other people in line right now, so that might be a whole lot. We got multiple cars that want to run us. As you can see, I got one slow one on the line now.
Who's the slow one on the line? Oh. Wow.
Well, they ain't going to let that go over there. Coretta, you hear him talking about you, right?
No, I'm not. What
do you say? He said he got to go on. Everybody in line. He wants to make sure he got one slow one on the line right now. I don't want to let that one go.
He's talking good game.
He's talking good game.
Who's the lady on the line?
That's Coretta. She was one of the first ladies of grudge that we had. One of the first ladies of grudge. Oh, matter of fact, Coretta, you might as well go ahead. You might as well get in the contest we got to that night.
What contest?
We got a dance contest. Only the races.
Oh, God.
It's got to be a race. It's got old school now. We're gonna give you two minutes for the song. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. What time you gonna do it?
Huh? I'm thinking about Friday night. I like to do it Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night would be good actually.
Are you committing to it or what?
I might get in.
No. I gotta have everybody all in row. You know, you got. I'm gonna get in the car. Look, Avon, he in it.
I'll let you.
Fat Daddy, he in it.
Fat Albert,
I don't know. Did Fat Albert, you getting in it? Fat Albert?
Hey, if he says yes, I'm a pass the fuck out. I'm a pass the fuck
out. Hey, Joe.
Huh?
You already know I got to have me a plate of food.
You got
and
it.
I already told you I can't do Friday.
Oh, so we got to do Saturday then. We're going to have to do Saturday. Coretta, we're going to do it Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to do it Saturday because I got to make sure I got Avon in there.
I could do it on Friday only.
You can do it on Friday only?
Hey, Joe.
Sammy got issues. Sammy got issues.
Don't hold it up for me. I'm going to still dance. So don't hold it up for me.
Oh, so we do it Friday. Fat Albert can be in it. Okay, we got you. Fat Albert.
We can do it Friday and Saturday.
Fat Albert, you in it.
Damn, we're trying to do a double header.
Yeah.
Hey, is Coretta on here fishing, looking for action or something?
Yeah,
it's unusual for her to be on the show.
I'm on here. You said, am I looking for what?
You on here fishing, looking for action? It's unusual for you to be on here.
What am I talking about? It seemed like everybody was so scared of us on that post yesterday. So, you know, I'm just trying to get in here. We only got one race, so I guess y'all scared.
What post was that?
Y'all seen that post. I put that post in all y'all groups. DMV, ain't nobody fighting off
us. But I don't know about the y'all part.
Oh,
I guess you're trying to say you part of y'all too.
Yeah, y'all.
Nah, I ain't part of y'all because she knows she can get her ass in the seat and we can do the race again.
Wait, Chicky, you talking about running?
Huh?
You said you give her a race back over.
Oh.
Yeah, if she get the seat,
Trigger
they don't want her to drive
though.
Okay,
I'm full like this. You already know I have not gotten any seat time with this new car. So if you really want to race.
So I'm not hopping on you. I just said. I said if you get in the seat, you get the race back. That's all.
If you really want to race, you can quit your little dud beside my Mustang with a Xavier driver. Case closed. Other than that, why are you talking to me?
So he can drive, and y'all give me the spot that I asked for.
Right.
Simple.
He ain't trying to. He don't want to race with Xavier driving. So if you don't like those steps,
are you hearing me, Coretta? Are you hearing me? I said, Xavier Drive, y'all just give me the spot I asked for.
We're not giving
I mean, y'all
you no
simply
spot.
The,
you gonna
that, that car. Listen, no. It don't work that way. See, the car that you had before and my car were pretty close to being equal and competitive. Listen,
I'm not begging you.
Listen,
look,
listen.
You're
you got a legit pro mod car now, right? I can't sit there with your head up. Unless you drive.
That's my car. If you want to run,
well, you get in it then.
You
get in it then,
gotcha.
You get in. You get in. You get in it. And I'll run you head up. Otherwise, I need a spot. Say again?
Until then,
I said
you
somebody
run,
sound like a weak motherfucker.
Stay your head up. Other than that, don't waste my time.
Oh, damn.
Ain't no waste. Listen.
You are wasting my time.
Listen, y'all not even,
yes.
And this is no shot to you. Y'all
yes.
not grudge racers. You know what I'm saying? If a person can't run y'all head up, y'all don't want to do a race. So I don't even know why
that
y'all trying
like
to grudge race.
So wait,
Chicken
somebody,
Rick, you sound like the weakest man. You sound like the saddest man in America, man. Stop making a fucking excuse. You said the same shit to me. So stop sitting there. I'm using your words against you. Get in the fucking car. Let Xavier drive the car and go the fuck out there. Stop being a scared motherfucker. I'm using the same
Please,
words you said to
hey,
me.
Hey, sweetheart, are you hearing what I'm saying? I said I'd go out there. I need a spot. Simple.
As far as the fuck
God, I mean, what part don't you get?
You on your knees, man.
Say what?
Week. I'm using your words against you right now. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, well, yeah, so you doing the same thing. You asking for a spot from me. After you didn't want to do the race that was granted, right? So you asking for a spot. I will run that car with her driving head up, just like I ran the other car, which I was
no,
equal to, head up. The car that they have right now, I can't run head up.
If you listen to me.
So
if you're
just asking for
point.
Donations, just
you're
asking for a damn donation. Don't tell
listen.
Me I got to run
no,
a run a certain car head up, but you're looking
for
action, but you ain't trying to make no
you.
Action.
You're begging me for a race. So, like I said,
begging?
I
right no,
now,
I'm not begging. I'm actually fucking with you. I really care
whatever.
Less if we run again.
If you want to run my car, Boss Lady 2.0, the Mustang, if you want to run that car, then you can run it with Xavier driving North first time. You pick your day. Otherwise,
then I said, give me the damn spot.
What part
he was
asking
for
here?
Somebody else.
You're wasting my time.
He was asking for
you're
somebody else.
You're wasting my time. We've been doing this dance since last year.
So you say you made a post. You made a post, right? This is what you just said. You made a post calling all these people out and nobody answered. I'm saying give me a spot and I run y'all, but you don't want to do that. So do you really want
to
race?
On the bat lines begging me for a race again until you get, as you say the quote, you were down. So like I said, I got a new car.
And I'm back up.
If you want to run that, no, shut up. If you want to run that car, you can run that car, north versus south. Otherwise, sit your ass
with
in the back.
With a spot. I'll take that. Right. I'll take that race with a spot. So since I'm taking that race with nobody else, why you don't want to give a spot?
While we were talking. While we were talking.
I ain't even hear what you said. What you say?
No, you're going to get head up. You're not getting anything. So why we
oh, y'all don't want to race. You just want to talk.
No, no. All
it's okay.
All due respect,
you
all
right.
All due respect. All due respect. If one can't raise head up and the other one can't give a little something up, then you know what? Y'all is wasting each other's fucking time.
That's what I'm telling. He wait, clearly wasted mine because, again, I never asked him for a race. He
no, both of y'all wasting each other's
so
time.
So I told him what it is.
Young lady,
no, Cliffy, listen, Cliffy, are you hearing what I'm saying? She said
I'm
she
trying.
Made a post calling out all these people, right?
Yeah.
Nobody answered.
I didn't call
so
out nobody.
I'm answering.
But you already
right,
know.
Right, so nobody's answering you, right?
Don't call
did anybody
bullshit,
answer you, Coretta?
I'm not here for it.
Did anybody answer you? Apparently not, because you got on here.
Officially,
so,
y'all
back
can
to,
make
back
it clear
you,
right now. Y'all can make it clear right now. You and the young lady could ask each other what y'all want to do and get it straight right here on the pro
show. I already
on the
did.
Show.
And that's what
I'm
saying. He not even. I've already did. That's why I don't even understand why he's coming up
no
here.
Okay, so you cannot spot that man. Is that right?
I'm not even driving. He wants me to drive.
No, no, that's
not
what
that
I asked
far.
You. That's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked you, beautiful. You cannot spot that man. Is that right?
We're not spot him at all. No, we're not.
Okay. Ricky, you cannot go head up. Is that right? Ricky, you cannot go head up. Is that right?
I'm on the pup list. I'm physically unable to perform head up.
If you want to
okay.
Man
so
in
once
America.
Again, once
sorry.
Again, once again, y'all wasting air. Y'all wasting air today. Because everybody was honest now. Ain't nobody wrong because both of y'all was honest. So you don't get me confused. Both of y'all was honest. One can't give it up and one needs something. You understand?
But
so both of y'all
I don't understand. You want to run me head up in the same damn car, not no different. But when my nephew drives
oh, it's a lot
car,
it's a lot
what the
different.
Difference is that?
It's a lot
that
different.
That don't make sense.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different.
All right, if you say so. Case
what,
closed,
what's
man.
Different, Ricky? Ricky, what's different since you use that word? What's
not
different?
A damn thing. And his little peanut green.
Okay, he says something different. You say something. You say not a damn thing. Now, is the wall green or white? Which one is it?
This
it's
yeah,
red
it's
right
blue.
Now because they ain't trying to go.
All right, look. Let's
so
go.
I can listen. Hey, Cliffy, matter of fact, I give you an example that you can understand very well, right? You and Antoine race. Antoine didn't want to spray his car because he couldn't handle the truck on the spray. So y'all ran motor to motor. There you go. I can't sit there with that car.
Listen,
I can't sit there with that car with dude driving head up. I run the car with a spot. Period.
There's no steps on me. Ain't sit there and hold that for me when I drive. What you talk about? I run nicer. I run my shit all out.
I didn't say you. I used somebody else for a whole example.
Then calm down. Then listen, gorgeous. Give him something. Give him a little something.
I ain't got no shit. I'm not ask the kids.
Uh-oh, no. That's too much.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I like Coretta. I like her.
I like her a whole lot.
Oh, Lord.
No. Listen, it's clear she used good toothpaste. So we gonna get something straight today. It's clear. Young lady, Ricky said he wanna do something. Do y'all wanna do
it's
something?
It's not gonna happen. Look. It's not gonna
it
happen.
Gonna
move
happen.
On. Move on.
All right.
He can talk to me till you turn blue.
All right.
Apparently he feels like it's something different between me and Xavier driving. So like I said, that's
it's
the
thing
that's what it falls down to. So whatever
I got
he feels, like
you driving
whenever
that
he's
car.
Ready, then hey, he can just let us know.
Well, yeah,
but
man,
we're not doing
minute,
no.
You,
we're not doing
wait
no
you mean,
for the race.
You mean you drive
nothing.
Too, Miss Speed Lady? You mean you get in that car and do your thing too? I didn't
yes,
know that.
Yes, you drive. Yes, you
okay,
drive.
Okay, so Ricky, you want her in there and you don't want him in there.
Is that right?
Let it go, Cliff. Let it go, Cliff.
No, I ain't letting shit go.
What'd you say, Cliff?
Okay, then when somebody get on your ass, Cliff, we want you to say the same thing now. Okay,
let it go.
Look here, I ain't got no ass. Ain't no ass.
All right, I'm just saying, Cliff, what happened to you?
I ain't got no ass, so ain't no ass to get. That's what you don't understand. And when you ain't got no ass, you can, you know. Look here. I'm going to say it again. Young lady, you mean Ricky wants you in there and he don't want the other fella in there. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, so put the other fella in there and tell the man he can only wear one shoe, Ricky.
That's what I said from the get-go. Cliffy?
No, it's not. That's not what's
then
going
there
happen.
You go. Then there you go.
No.
They just don't want to give a spot, period.
If not, then that's it.
If he don't work that way,
and he don't want to bring him head up, it's a case closed.
Y'all not grudge racist.
I've already told him from that racist point from last year.
Well, who drive better? Him or you? Miss, who drive better?
Being getting sent by the other lane.
No, but I'm asking a question. Who drive better, him or you? Who drive better, him or you?
We drive the same. My car, okay.
My car broke down this year, so this new car that I have, I have not set anything in it as of yet.
And he knows
it. That means he drive better. If you ain't did nothing yet, that means he drive better. So At this moment, he is the one that's driving the car.
He drives
the best.
And I'll take the spot from him driving that car.
Right.
You
so
can take not
saying.
A damn thing but the other lane driving the car. So we're not going to
okay,
agree.
So y'all don't want to race, so there wasn't no point in saying that you trying to call out all these people is what I'm getting to. Or calling out anybody.
He wants me to drive. I sat in and did anything in. That's the problem. We're not talking.
Coretta, listen, I don't give a fuck who driving. Put Xavier in it. Put your uncle in it. Just give me a spot, and I will run y'all, period.
Right here. I don't have to beg you for a race. You're begging me for a race.
I got to talk to your daddy. I'm going to go to the daddy. Fuck all that. I'm going to talk to your daddy.
Ricky, it's official. You ain't asking for too much. You made it clear. You ain't asking for too much, Ricky. You showed your aces, your kings, and your queens. You ain't asking for too much. You made it clear. But that joke over there with the 9 and the 10 and the 8 and the 7 and the 6 and the 5 and the 4, a diamond, it ain't looking right. That's my opinion. I could be wrong, and I ain't got no ass. I don't need no ass. And you know what? Fuck it.
Well, listen, Cliffy, I was just trying to accommodate the people for a race if they was actually looking for a race. I can't sit
that's
their head up.
It seemed like
but
that,
but if they don't want to do nothing, cool. No problem.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Ricky, what kind of spot you was looking for?
Say again?
What spot was you looking for?
The kick in the clear.
Oh.
The kick in the clear.
You got to be a
Hey, listen, let me tell all you lame ass motherfuckers that's laughing a thing or two. That car run. I know what it run. So I can't sit there without the spot.
He don't know. He's never seen that car run in person.
I can tell you more about that car than you think I know.
Listen, you're missing. I can tell you more about that car than you think I know. You beat me last year. Listen, here's the thing. You beat me last year, so you want to run me again, so you get whatever hell I ask, whatever hell I say you can have. That's not how it works. You don't win, you lost.
I get what I asked for.
You're the loser, not me.
This is how bad and upset you are, right? I beat y'all. Y'all follow me around the track all day trying to put your uncle in the car or Xavier in the car to run me back. So it ain't about what you want or the race going to be how you want to give it. I'm trying to give y'all the race, obviously ain't nobody trying to run y'all.
Now,
Now all y'all motherfuckers on here laughing. They got a lightweight fucking blast body chassis car with big tires. And I'm
still
on small, steel body on small tires. Come on, man.
Ricky, don't do that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't no fucking
slut. Ain't no do nothing.
Why they here open like anybody else?
Whatever you say, I don't have enough time to get my seat time like I want to because your ass will be in trouble. Well, hurry up and get some seat time, goddammit. I'm looking for trouble. I'm looking for trouble. I'm going to say this. I mean, you might not know, but you about to find out.
Ricky done ripped you some new slicks. So you know what? He done got one on you already. So look like y'all chasing
him. Yeah, he did. I meant to him. He came out with a trip bag for real. It's all good. You fuck with the light.
No, he
right
came
there.
With a trip
but guess
bag
what?
On
I,
your
I can guarantee
no,
you.
No, no, no,
my
no.
My ass is right there, right with your ass.
No.
So you
he didn't come with a trip bag.
You got me on the whole
You don't want me to post that video up again, Coretta. You wasn't right there with me. Don't do that.
What's up, Ricky?
Put it up, Ricky.
Listen, we cool. I'm just fucking with you. But let's get to this. It's a joke on here laughing right now, but he just asked somebody for the kick in the clear himself. Huh? Now, make that make sense.
Who did that?
Rick, who did that? We call it names.
That slick-looking dude with that slow truck they call ODV or OSLOV or whatever they call it.
Okay, so let's get it.
Hey, Antoine, how you going to do that, man? You got to be the saddest man in America,
hold on,
man.
Hold on, Rick.
You can't sit there with the guy, right? Answer that question, Antoine. You can't sit there with him head up, right?
Not right now. No, again.
Okay, so what the fuck is wrong with you? Why is it okay for you to ask for a spot, but
because
I can't sit with this guy?
You're looking for something sweet. See, this is what the deal is. I sat back and listened
No, wait a minute. You pump your brakes because you as Pro Stock Joe say doing your grudge math. So if you actually did grudge math, then you would know that fucking Mustang that they got is far faster.
Man, I don't give a fuck, a spot
would make this race even.
I really don't care what you're doing, but you can't sit with Brutus,
but you asking for a spot and it's okay. Come on, man. Stop.
Oh my God. Rick.
What, man?
Fucking year, you ain't done shit. Listen, man.
I ain't been nowhere, nigga. My car been down since July. What the hell are you talking about?
You know what? Go ahead. You got it, Rick.
No, you said some ill shit. You said I've been out all year. I ain't been nowhere. I've been down.
I ain't seen you, Rick. I ain't seen you, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, Cliffy, I ain't seen me neither.
I couldn't finish my damn sentence, but I'm not gonna.
Okay, I'm asking you to finish. Just don't say I've been out all year, but go ahead.
You haven't been out all fucking year. Where the fuck have you been? I'm waiting for fucking parts, so you haven't been out. That's what the fuck I'm saying. You got your mouth in every fucking thing, but what it is, you scared of Xavier. That's the issue with your race.
No, I don't give a fuck about Xavier. Xavier could have driven that car at North versus South.
Hey, listen, bro.
If that's what you think, then keep on thinking it. You scared of a whole lot of motherfuckers. That's why you won't drive your truck.
No, that's not why I don't drive my truck. I don't give a fuck about driving. Yeah, that's the excuse that you're giving everybody.
You scared to drive.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Does that make you sleep?
You know that's what it is. That's why you won't drive.
Does that make you sleep better at night?
Nah, not that. Some other shit makes you sleep better.
How about this? Don't worry about what the fuck I do then.
I ain't. I could care less. I'm just telling you about yourself. That's all.
All right, then what the fuck do you worry about what the fuck I'm doing?
I'm doing the same shit you're doing. Look, I'm doing the same.
Right.
No.
So you keep begging, and I'm going to beg for a spot, and then I'm going to run head up who I run head up. It's real simple.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes.
Tricky Ricky. You know he got offered all four things and he didn't lock in? He got lane choice.
Nah, I don't know. Hey, listen, let me tell you this much. They done blocked me and kicked me off their page, so I don't even know none of that.
Sad Albert, clear that up. Did I not call you to lock that shit in?
Yes. Did not answer the phone because I said I was not fucking with Sammy. I'm not dealing with Sammy. I done said that shit. Fuck him, the Oxtails, all this shit. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. I was rocking that race thing. Fuck Aluka Broski was on the show just now. Clippy, what did he say? Antoine, if you want to talk to my manager, you got to talk to my manager, Sammy. Sammy?
Well, listen. Hey. It's real simple. Fuck you and your manager. How about that?
All right. Well, go lay down then, bitch. Lay on your stomach because I'm coming in raw.
Hey,
no news. Lay on your stomach.
He might like it.
Don't fuck with me, man. Got a young lady on the phone. Stop talking like that. Got a young lady on the phone.
God damn it. You don't know who the fuck to talk to, man. You better go ahead. Shit, you fuck around, goddammit. I jump outside of your damn house and scare the fuck out of you. You don't know, man. Just chill out. So I tell you.
Oh, yeah, you claim you be up and down the road and all over the place. So, yeah, you might.
Yeah, I am.
That motherfucker ain't going to do shit. That motherfucker ain't going to do shit but sit up here and run his goddamn dick garage. That's it.
All right, well, let me see what
I'm going to do.
Tori, don't start that. Don't do that. Sorry. Don't do that, Tori. You lied.
Hey, Coretta.
You ain't tell no lie.
Hold on. Hey, is Coretta still here?
Yeah, I'm
Coretta.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Carlos Wells give you a call?
I think he reached out to Xavier.
Okay. Yeah, because
I think he was thinking about...
I think they were thinking he was thinking about trying to do something, I guess, after his one race. Oh, shit.
Yeah, him and Jay been talking, so I think they've been talking back and forth about it.
Yeah, I don't think he was running the boss lady, he was running the other one.
Yeah, the Cavalier.
Yeah, Cavalier. Okay. Gonna be interesting. Oh, Bad Albert was asking you in the contest.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. You go in Friday then. You went Friday on the couch.
This dude called me out with Charlie Brown. Now he's extinct.
Huh? Oh,
somebody heard.
Yeah. Yo.
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Yeah.
I will say this one thing. That wasn't pretty on the
you
top side. That really wasn't pretty. That wasn't pretty on the top side. I just looked at the video. That really wasn't pretty. That's all I'm going to say. I agree with you on that. But goddamn, I feel like Coretta, goddamn.
I know, listen, man.
That's cool. I like her, too.
He called the
picture
at the beginning
for the
sport. Where he tried to trick my ass on that damn tree. You better let
I didn't. Oh, my God, man. Coretta, you don't even know
ain't
me,
no
so you
Coretta
don't even know how
guess
I operate.
What?
You don't know how
clever.
I operate.
If you
would
have called this
shit
a few more months
coincidental.
Ago, and if I could have got that seat time way before this time, I would have put my
horse. Well, hurry up
and
some goddamn seat time, goddammit. Don't keep talking to me to death. Get past some seat time.
Nah, when
next
time comes,
because
I know how you
wait. When next time going to be March?
You're going to be wearing
that
gonna
be March?
I promise
you. Is it going to be March? Yes or no? March?
It's when I say it's going to be. How about that?
No,
it's
see, that's
I
too long. That's no. You ain't going to have my ass waiting forever. Fuck that.
Well, then listen. Don't ask me about
no
race.
I don't
want
to listen.
I'm going
to keep talking to you about
race
until
I
make
that.
Your ass get in the seat, goddammit.
You're not
going to
make me race you when you want to race me.
Yeah.
I race
watch.
You when I'm ready.
Watch.
So when
watch.
I'm ready, I'll let you know.
You're going to go when I say go. Watch.
Watch.
We'll see about that.
Hey, I like that. Hey.
Rick, I want you to tell me your secret, Rick, so I can make my women go when I say go. God, can you tell me?
Fat Albert, hey, listen. Fat Albert, you got to have a good gift of going back and forth with them to get them to do what you want them to do. That's all.
Oh, that's what I'm doing wrong.
When he said that. I almost got it wrong when he said that. Damn.
Nah, I'm a different breed. I go all day. You ain't gonna make
no,
me do
not.
What you want me to do. I'm gonna do what I want to do.
I like that right there.
You ain't gonna make
long.
Me do that.
Nah.
I call you shot.
Listen, Coretta, I'm older than you, and I got a lot of practice at this shit. Just sit back and watch. Don't worry.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
You right.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
That's why
that's
you gonna
like
do what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna tell you do.
Y'all got some hellfire underclothes pickup lines. Y'all got some hellfire pickup lines going on out here. I'm start writing this shit down.
Ain't no pickup line, Tori. Ain't no pickup line.
Tori, who the fuck is
you, Tori?
Shut the hell up,
Tori. My bad. I'm going on mute.
Just get the notepad out, Tori. Just take all these notes down. That's all. Take these notes down.
And that's what I'm doing. My pen ran out, so I had to get another one.
Fuck it. Use your phone. Use your phone.
Oh, Lord. Yeah,
wow. You all right, Michael. You put a little highlight on the show this evening. First time on here. Still talking to you.
Chris and Ricky, I got one thing to say. You let a 25-year-old
I'm still gonna fuck you up again.
Put fear in your heart.
Who?
I can't believe it.
Who did what?
You let a 25-year-old put fear in your heart.
Who?
Exactly. It's 25 years old. You left.
I tell you what. Listen to this, right? Xavier, I put Xavier in my car and I drive your car and give him the same fucking spot. That I'm asking for.
Xavier don't drive good, sorry.
He what?
He don't drive good, sorry.
He don't drive good?
He don't drive good. I'm sorry.
Good. He don't drive slow.
Listen. Okay, so you just gave reason as to why the fucking dud need a spot. Duh. Come on, Coretta. God damn.
You can't
you
talk. Walk
right
you
into
talk
that. You walk right
I
into
just
that.
Asked you one simple question, and it ain't need for all that extra shit. I said, you going to let a 25-year-old put fear in your heart. All I ask for that extra shit.
I don't know who this person is that she's speaking of, because ain't nobody feared me yet.
I can't tell.
I think y'all the ones that
want to run them head up. But you want to run me head up. And the same damn car, same damn setup.
Yeah.
So what that tell you? Your ass scared.
You don't have the driving experience that you got. That's why I run you head up. With him, that's a different story.
Do you not know how long I've been driving? I've been driving since I was 13 years old. Do you not understand that? I'm not fucking
Coretta,
new to this. Coretta, I'm
Coretta. Coretta.
Ain't no Coretta nothing. So,
I ain't trying
no,
to hear all that shit. Because the time
point.
That you've been driving, you didn't listen, Coretta. Listen.
Xavier,
no, he ain't
fear
nobody. He's
Xavier
scared of me. That's why he don't want to give me a fucking spot.
Heart.
But all the cars that you've been driving, including that Camaro that just passed away, that shit wasn't turned all the way up.
Yes,
because they know
right.
That you can't
okay,
have.
You're right. It wasn't. No, you absolutely.
I know
right.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
I know
right.
It wasn't.
You're absolutely right.
You know why
mm-hmm.
I know it wasn't? Because that motherfucker
mm-hmm.
do something totally different when your uncle drive it or when Xavier drove. But
my
I didn't
uncle.
Care. I would have ran
uncle?
Either one. Yeah, the tall dude.
Who my uncle?
or your father, your brother. I don't know who the fuck he is. The tall guy. I forget his name.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest. I drove
you
being
100% honest with the world.
Full throttle. Huh? No, everything that was done. Hey, I kid you not. Trust me. I had a fast pass in the car. I've had a fast pass.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, shit.
I ran it all out just like everybody else. There was no sip or nothing on my razor. No, they cut
well,
nothing
I need,
down.
I need more of a spot then. If that was the case, if I beat you and you was all out, then I need more of a spot than shit. Cause mine wasn't fast. That's all I'm gonna say. Thank you for calling Block Talk Radio.
Anything locked yet? Goddamn.
No.
Yeah, what you want to do, Mouth? Since you doing all this extra talking, you gonna be at the lot.
I'm doing what I'm doing. I got my race this weekend. After this weekend, I might entertain your ass.
Oh,
next.
She
scary, I'm
doing
y'all the way y'all do
you,
me.
You,
goddamn it, anything
you
like.
You being just as scary as Coretta being scary, man. Cut it out, man.
If that's what you, if that's what you think, cool.
Antoine, y'all know a couple of what years ago, y'all timed that man out. He pulled his hood off at on the line, and y'all took his money. Y'all got unfinished business, man.
Cliffy, and me and you got unfinished business, so what the hell are you talking about?
Fuck, it's finished. I beat your ass. It's finished. What the fuck you talking about?
Well, Cliffy, since you're talking so much, Cliff, what the fuck you want to do this weekend?
My man, I beat it. You ain't, this radio show,
there
you
go.
You get to see me. You get to see me.
Damn, that's just what I need
to talk about, homeboy. I will see you
there. There you go. You get to see me. It ain't like you don't get to see me. You get to see me Saturday. You understand?
Okay.
So all this preliminary shit, we got to talk about it.
Oh,
but I'm going
to
say it again.
Anything
that
else?
Man took,
anybody else
that, man
that,
took his hood, that man took his hood off Saturday, and y'all took that raise, and y'all took his money. Y'all got unfinished business.
So what
talk.
Doesn't matter? It's doing a hole. So,
that's falling on deaf ears, Cliffy. He ain't going out there.
So just because that shit, I'm supposed to, if a motherfucker pay me Twanka, I'm always supposed to go ahead and lock him back into some shit? That shit ain't no fucking written rule in fucking grudge racing.
Yeah, Rob did it for me, bless his heart. And you know what?
Well,
if he could do it, anybody else could do it.
Listen, that's what Rob did for you. If a motherfucker don't want to go out there with you, then go the fuck out there. Hey, I don't give a fuck.
See,
if Tom Dick said
that,
that's
why 8-Ball's on the pool table and certain people ain't. You understand?
Ask me if I give a flying fuck who's off the damn table. I don't give a fuck.
Do you give a flying fuck?
No.
Do you give a fuck? Okay, then no more to talk about. Fuck it. Now we know your opinion. Done deal. I'm just starting shit because it's just Tuesday. I'm just, don't mind.
I know you always start shit. I know you always start shit because this is what the hell you do, goddamn. And then you can go tomorrow and post up on your goddamn page a video of your car hitting the tires at Maple Grove. That's what the fuck you can post up there tomorrow.
Well, listen. One thing I know for sure.
I love you,
Cliffy.
I love you, man.
I love you too.
Watch the step next time you're going upstairs, all right?
Antoine, you better be nice to your daddy.
Oh, man. Let me stop.
Hey, Antoine,
man.
You said you just saw a video and it didn't look nice at the top, right?
Yeah, it did look nice at the top.
Can you? Was it a slow mo video or was it regular?
No, it was Britney's video. You could tell it was a little space up there. You could tell by from where the angle that she was at. It was,
oh,
I ain't gonna say it was
no,
a complete
I,
gap,
I,
but
I
you can tell
that,
it was
that,
half a car more.
I only asked that question because the video I got is in slow mo, so I can't see that far down. That's all.
Okay. Man, Fat Albert, what's happening? Oh, man. Cliffy loves starting shit, boy. I swear, boy. I know Cliffy best.
Yeah, he definitely starts some shit.
Man, he always starts some shit.
Talk nice to your
it's
daddy.
All Gucci, man. It's all good, man.
Talk nice to your daddy.
Hey, man, it ain't nothing but drag racing, man. You win some, you lose some, you live to see another day. Fuck how it turned out.
That's right.
That's all that shit is, man.
One thing about that, huh?
Just to let you know, Clippy, just to let you know, goddammit, I'm a number 12 ball that's in the quarterfinals, just to let you know.
Oh, you added one.
Man, listen, I've been down more times than I've been on the table.
Damn.
Hey, and I'm okay, and I'm okay with that.
What's up? Antoine, if you don't answer the goddamn message, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, yes, motherfucker, yes. Yes, I need mine. Antoine. And if ain't nobody else on this phone got you with your banana pudding, come see me this weekend. I just got me a pain. That's all.
Got you, bro. Appreciate it.
You know what I mean? I'm the food man. Goddamn it. Y'all come to 13, call me. I'll tell you where to get you at.
Yes, sir.
Tori, didn't you say you want your own pan?
Yeah, I would definitely take some and go home, that's for sure.
Didn't
it
I say I got
right bragging, a little bit ain't gonna mean nothing. A little bit ain't gonna mean nothing, so.
did I not say I got you?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Avon, I'm going to bring him a foldable chair. I'm going to bring him a foldable chair so what he
can sit. Hey, Antoine, I got a question for you.
Yo. Yeah.
Rob said he was going to Capitol on a Friday morning to do some testing or something. Did you make it up there with him?
Negative.
Can you say how that went?
I already said how that went.
Wow. It didn't go good.
I see somebody was up there with a Camaro.
You see the post? You see the post that I see on 275? He posted a ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
He did it on a Saturday.
The dude said his son said they did something different with the far as dragging and something else he said on another post. And he said supposedly that track came around Saturday afternoon. It came around. It was just dead on.
Well, Avon, you was going to be next. I was asking him because that's been a while ago. But A-Ball said that he was going there for that. But have you been up there to see whether the track has gotten any better or no?
Yeah, I've been up there. That Friday, he scraped the track, and nobody could get down. And Saturday, it was rubber up there, and that motherfucker was fine. But
okay.
You don't know you don't know if he's prepping or not, though. That's the problem.
Okay, I got you. And I'm slowly asking because, I mean, it would be nice to go 15, 20 minutes from home to test the shit and start
ride
an hour and a half or more.
I agree.
But, I mean, if you're going to go up there and
but
just be
I know,
in the wind and ain't no fucking
I
point.
Know Friday, it was prep nice. It was real nice Friday afternoon. And I know that them bitches was flying, and I didn't have no car there, so I really don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
They was hooking up pretty good. But Saturday, them bitches was rolling.
Man, I ain't lying. I would love for Cav to fuck me back. You know, fucking Friday night on the hill, goddamn it, you grab your man to fucking staging lane, goddamn it, and just go. Like, that shit is just, it was a great time on Friday night. There was nothing like a Friday night at Cap. I've seen Avon do some crazy shit on a Friday night. Shit I never thought he would ever do. But
we talking about rolling around in the grass laughing at y'all?
No, I'm not talking about that. Friday night, not a Saturday. That was Saturday. Try again. But nah, he did some shit on there on Friday night. I'm sitting there like, you know you're wrong for that, right? In my mind, that's what I'm saying. You know you're wrong for that, right? God, like I said, you know what I mean? And he's a
He's an example. There's a couple races up there that I would have said no, don't do. But, you know, you go out there and take a gamble at it, and if you may win some, you might lose some. That's what it is.
Man, is anybody locking any yards up here in Gosford?
I'm just here listening, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm right now, I'm dreaming about banana pudding and some curry goat not there.
Avon, right now, everybody is at Avon,
yes,
right
sir.
Now,
yes, sir.
Is at the credit limit until after Saturday. That is like 30. Saturday determines whether or not this motherfucker is going to be able to use the debit card, the credit card, or whatever, or pay cash. I'm keeping it real. For North versus Southwest. Nine times out of ten, it's going to be some more shit talking, and North versus South, the numbers is going to go up. That's, you know, it's just simple math, man. It's eight. These last two go rounds, motherfuckers got it on their calendar. They just ain't said nothing yet. It's simple math, baby. You know, so if they don't lock in today, you might get 10 less gonna lock in next Tuesday. I'm telling you.
Hey, Cliffy, let me ask you a question. Will you be able to make it down over South this year?
Yeah, I won't because my work. I thought I made that clear to everybody. You know, the kind of work that I do, I'm off all summer. That's why you guys see me all summer. But once September get here, you know, it's very risky for me. You know, to try to do 2 days.
I got you.
Yeah, that's what the deal is.
And somebody stripping the track now?
Sound like somebody purging.
Somebody's snoring.
either that or...
Hey, Weeby. Is Weeby still on here?
Weeby don't do no shit like that. Ain't Weeby.
No, I want to know if he's still on here.
Hell, it might be James. Is it James?
Yeah, I'm still on here.
What up, Weeby?
Is that Weeby?
What's going on?
You said you going to US 13 this weekend?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard you say that.
No.
Hey, John Carroll, where'd John Carroll go? Where Dr. Jerry Curl at? Because I think I'm gonna get a dance contest. God damn it, at Norbert stuff.
He double joke.
Yeah. Where'd Jerry Curl go?
Hey, Antoine.
Sure.
Come on with
real
it.
Real quick, I got to ask to deliver a message. Would you like to hear that clear from Buckwheat?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. There we go. He won't do it this weekend.
I can't say yes or no. I'm just reiterating the question that was asked me.
He said
North versus South. He said North versus South.
Man, this weekend comes before North versus South. Tell him, okay, listen, Trey. Tell him this. Tell him to call my people. He know who I'm talking about. He can go ahead and get every spot then. But it won't be for North versus South.
Hey, Antoine. Somebody say, you can't get in the dance contest because there ain't no pole going to be out there.
Oh, well, God damn it. I'm almost certain who I think I know who that is. If that is who I think it is, tell him I said fuck it.
Okay, so you knew I just read it verbatim. I read the text verbatim.
Hey, listen, it's Ben Albers. I do some shit, but I don't do that. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to the strip club at night. Y'all can follow me there. I'm going to see some shit on the pole. So be careful.
Nobody will see your ass on the pole.
I didn't say I'm getting on the pole after the
He said, lock in the night. Don't need to talk to nobody.
What part of I'm not bringing the truck to North versus South don't he get? Simple.
Well, you ain't say that.
That's
you just
why
told
I,
me you had to get.
I just
you said you
I
had to get past
did.
This weekend.
I just said that. I'm not going. I've been saying this whole time on the show 50 million times. I'm not going to North versus South with the truck. Give me another date.
Okay. He's not going to North versus South.
No, give me a. It's real simple. Just give another date. Let me speculate on it. It's real simple. That's all. I'm not arguing with him. No, none of that shit. I ain't got time to be arguing. But tell him stand
that's
on it.
Right.
Head up clear.
You're right. Hold on.
Show me, how's this
Florida
from North versus South and this weekend? You got action this weekend and North versus South Sandy? I'm just asking.
He said Florida. My answer, Mom.
Oh, my God. Stand by. Stand by. Oh, my God, man.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Oh, man.
Well, said, what about a, this is me asking, what about a Sunday at the creek after North versus South?
That might work. It's got to see when. Just got to see when. That's all. Because I will be over that way a lot of Sundays. I got a couple of gigs I got DJ over there Saturdays and Sundays. It, like I said, it's just timing. That's all it is. I don't give a – hey, Sundays I'm cool with. I just got to know when. That's all.
Hold on. I'm sending this on.
DJ No Clue in the house.
What the fuck is his name? God damn. Oh.
All right, so he said I can lock it up. So whenever, when you find a date that works for you on a Sunday at the creek after North versus South, let me know. Try to let him know.
We'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk.
What up, Miss? Tricky Ricky, who are you talking to?
This was
Zeus.
Zeus and who?
Antoine.
Oh, good luck with that.
Oh.
Hey, I ain't gonna be a hold up this go around.
You're a liar.
Well, he said lock the money at North versus South for whatever date you come up with for the creek.
You have a good night. All right.
As Cliffy say, Antoine, you told some bullshit.
I said some bullshit?
That's what Cliffy is saying.
All the fuck he got to do is bring his weak ass down here this weekend, goddammit, come get it. I'm just putting the shit back together. I don't know what the fuck
is. Why you keep saying that and you know I'm going to fuck that other black pickup truck? And you can get it again. But I'm trying to tell you, I'll be there. We ain't got to talk about this today.
I'm
me
not
and
even
you
talking
and nobody.
To you, Cliffy.
Oh,
I'm not even
well,
talking.
Slow down, baby.
If you don't sit your Sriracha ass down some goddamn with your friend for so
all right. I'm sorry, man. Y'all do what you do. I'm sorry. Bye.
Oh, shit.
God damn, Cliff.
Oh, shit.
Hey, testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
Oh, man.
Was that 50's voice? 50, that's you out there? 50, that's you out there? Yeah, what's up? Man, how you doing, brother?
I'm okay. How's everybody doing? All right, just turn your volume up a little bit, you know, or if, you know, something like that. I can't afford to turn the volume up. That's why I'm talking on the low side. Man, you gonna stop that?
Oh yeah.
Okay, well, if you can't turn the volume up, then stand on top of your volume and talk.
Don't be a wise guy if I'm going your ass with a Buick.
Listen, that's what I do. That's what I do, man. What's wrong with you?
Take it easy, Cliffy. Take it easy, Cliffy.
We're on the same side. You know that, so take it easy yourself.
All right, Mr. Cliffy. I'm going to call you Mr. Cliffy.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Boy, your boy Brian Epps on it already. God damn. He's on it.
Sleep on
D&D girls, Fat Albert. Good God.
What the heck he doing?
He called out top notch. He said he tried to do it respectfully on the back lines, but goddamn, he went public with it.
What? When he planning on going with him?
He said something about the end of the month.
Antoine, you can fuck up a whole message, because that is not what that says.
Man, listen. God, read what the hell it says. I'm multitasking. What did he say? He tried. Basically, what he said is he tried to hit him up. He declined. He went public with it.
He said
that's
Pete hit him up.
Did.
The racer at Owensburg, and he gonna be there, and he declined.
He declined.
He put his post
okay.
out from August the 13th, and said he needed a date and a time, and here it is. They were trying to do
and
a race.
Did he not go public with it? Oh shit, he's going here.
I don't know if he did or he did.
Shit, I got $5 that the race won't happen. I'm only betting $5, and I don't even like act right in that race, but I'm only betting $5.
I bet you $500.
I bet $100 that it's not going to happen.
I bet $100
the race is not going to happen. And it's not act right. And act right,
who's
and
gonna
act
be the,
right
who's
is not
the
hold up.
Who's going to be the hold up?
Act right is not the hold up.
To report.
Top Notch might be the holder for that.
Okay, bet that's fine.
$5. All right, Drew, you got it.
All right. You know, last time I won money out there, the guy ain't want to pay me, so make sure you pay me, all right?
Drew, bet
$100. I got you, man. I got you,
Drew, bet $100. Drew, bet $100.
Fuck no, Sammy. I ain't gambling like that on nobody else. You think I'm fucking nuts? That's just a fuck around, man.
Shit, you ain't gambling like that on your own shit.
Man, shit, because I ain't on my knees like you. What the fuck is you talking about, Jack?
Nigga, I got two cars and two everything. You
don't
bitching over $40 that some punk
ain't
ass
nobody,
got.
Ain't nobody
man,
fucking,
shut the fuck
exactly,
up.
Exactly, the $40 that you ain't want to pay. You should have sold one of them cars and paid my $40, little fucker.
Nigga, I ain't have to, but I gave it to you out of my pocket.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, I hear
pussy
you. Sounds good.
Yeah, it is.
Bankers always like to get online and talk.
Yeah.
So you
but
do.
Yeah, you was the motherfucker that came to the track with security. Man, get the fuck.
Man, my wife had my motherfucking children Saturday. You could have did whatever you wanted to do. And
nigga,
William Brown was beside you. And when I walked up to you,
hey, listen,
you fucking
listen.
Left.
Listen, dude. You
all
had
right,
security.
Man. It sounds good,
the
man.
Time you was at
man, I did not have
Goliath.
My children with me Saturday. I didn't have my kid with me Saturday. Stop telling me what you going to do, and next time, do it. Motherfucker.
I ain't telling you.
That's all you
got to
do.
I ain't told
you.
I haven't told you anything.
Listen, don't. No,
all I said
don't
to you was
tell
you got
me what
security
you
with
do.
You, dummy.
Next time you, next, it don't matter.
I,
do it
I haven't
time.
Broadcast
don't,
anything
listen,
to you. I told you you had security with
me. Let me tell you one more time. Let me tell you one
you
more
ain't
got to
tell me nothing.
Don't tell me
if I'm going to do something to you, you ain't going to know about it.
Okay, well.
That's what you need to know.
We'll see. Y'all keep calling the Pentagon like y'all was trying to do last time.
Who the fuck calling the Pentagon? Nigga, you ain't that motherfucking important to call nobody for.
Yeah, you keep calling the Pentagon like you do last time.
Yeah, you got
man,
me messed up.
Get that
I
shit get out, man.
Nothing.
Yeah, I got you. It sounds good.
But that's cool. I don't know who called him. It wasn't me.
Okay.
I don't need
it
to call the motherfucker
so. I got you, man. You already know the score with me.
Man, you,
anytime,
you ain't seen my number
anytime,
traced back
anywhere,
to shit
bro.
That you talking about.
Right,
you
man.
Won't never see
yeah,
my number traced back to none of that.
I bet.
No, don't got me, get me, nigga.
I bet, man.
This is like that.
I bet. Them bat lines work real good, don't they?
I have no idea
fuck
what you're talking about. I don't
bullshit,
need to call nobody
man.
On the back line.
I got you,
matter
bro.
Fact, I don't even
good.
Know nobody that I can
you
call.
Keep, every time you get on that show, nobody mentions your name. You keep talking to me every time. Bro, you don't have to talk to me. Every time. Hey, you going to be there?
Man, now, I'm addressing you for that bitch nigga
shit
you just did.
So I don't got to lie. The shit recorded, so I don't got to lie. I never talked to you, bro. And the last time when I brought up your people, I asked
well,
you not
to
talk to
me.
But you keep talking to me. What
you made you made an indirect comment talking about me
man,
about the motherfucking punk ass $40 that you was pressed over.
Every time I get on
you know
the show,
what I'm saying?
You bring my name
now
up
you talking
first.
About somebody bringing up
so
your
now
name?
I'm talking to you
come on, man!
You ain't
stop.
Pay $40. Come on, man! Stop it, man!
Man,
stop
not one.
Every
nigga,
time I get on the show,
you
bring my name
shit.
Up.
If I didn't want to pay you, dude, I wouldn't pay you shit.
Yeah, whatever.
So let's get that understood.
Hey, shut up! Shut up! There.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Is Pete and Mark Hayes running and over himself?
Yeah, you know, Mark Hayes locked in with Jeff.
No, Pete. They nephew Pete. They Hall.
No, they not running each other. No.
Oh, okay. I'll just ask.
You know they together.
I was just asking because I thought I seen the post, or I might have been looking at it wrong. If I looked at it wrong, I just looked at it wrong. I was just asking, that's all.
Yeah. No, they together.
For once, I can say thank you, Antoine.
Say it again, goddammit.
Once is enough, you motherfucker.
It's already recorded, Antoine. Shut up.
Exactly. Hey, Avon, I didn't hear it clear enough. I just had to make sure I heard it again.
It already recorded.
They go back to the recording.
Boy, y'all crazy as hell, I swear.
Hey, Tori, what's your hold up, man? I heard you say earlier you still ain't got oil pressure, but I thought you was going to make it out this year. Not that I'm directing anything.
Nah,
just asking the question.
It's not a problem, bro. Nah, I'm going to save all this for next year. I ain't trying to rush. The season's about to close out. It don't make sense, so I'm fall back. Get a fresh running start next year.
I can dig it.
Damn, it's fine
listening
here.
To y'all go back. But listening to y'all go back and forth, man, it's just y'all comical as hell. I swear to goodness, man.
Hey, Tori, you don't know who gonna cut your throat.
Yeah. Now tell me, now I know Jerry Carroll didn't go sleep. Goddamn it.
Nah, DuPont, I'm still here.
Hey, Joe. I just want to be real about it. How come Antoine ain't eat that soap?
Avon, here you go with your bullshit.
Hey, Joe. Tell him, don't make me put some soap in that banana pudding.
Oh, no. Just make sure you don't mix the trays up. Just make sure you don't mix them up, all right?
I would just be real about it.
All right. See that? See, now that one ain't right, man. That ain't even right.
Only one person
like,
get
that
extra
one with
cookies.
The green sticking out of it, leave that shit alone.
Nah, hey, Tori, here's get extra cookies. He want extra cookies.
Oh.
Yeah, I get extra cookies in mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did say that. Oh, damn.
That's why you have some milk and cookies?
Joe, here you go with your bullshit. All right, Joe. All right.
Hey. Oh, man.
Antoine, they back you in the corner, dog. They back you in the corner.
Hey,
oh,
like
I'm
father,
used to it, man.
Your father was going to take
I'm
the
used cookie. To. I would have did the cookie. I would have did the cookie, man, just to go ahead and get it over with.
Oh, you're a lying ass. You're supposed to do the soap. fuck the cookie. A bet is a bet. You reneged on your bet.
So all I want to do
I've been around Joe for the cookie.
Put it in your mouth for just 30
seconds. You
might
have to make do on that, man.
We'll even it up. 30 seconds, Antoine.
Nah, Joe.
Man, I can't
30 seconds,
Joe.
With one bubble. 30 seconds with one bubble.
One bubble? Okay.
Joe
man,
wants to start, and he's going to keep restarting it.
I'm not as good as somebody's laying on it.
I'm telling you, I can't out like that. And I did my bet. When I lost, I had to serve him on a silver platter. And, oh, my God.
I ain't had time to cook, Joe. I ain't had time to cook this year.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
I just
that.
Ain't had time.
All you gotta do is just take the soap in the mouth.
That was part of that was. Now that was. Now I can be real about it. That was part of the deal. I had to cook. I just ain't done it this year at the track.
Oh,
hell,
you
Martin,
oh, man.
The whole team.
South.
Even Avon can tell you. Avon can tell you.
Man, you keep talking about what you couldn't do. We ain't had none, so what the fuck?
Yeah, I ain't done it, man. I just ain't.
I've been learning.
Good, Fred.
Antoine,
Joe, you know why Antoine ain't been cooking?
Wow.
Why?
Because his nerves been bad because they've been tearing his ass up all year long with ODB.
Oh, I ain't worried about that.
Hey,
I ain't worried about that. You win some, you lose some.
Hey, you know, he normally cook and bust down when he's winning. They've been tearing his ass up this year. That's why I ain't cooking nothing.
No, last year, when I was cooking last year, I didn't even have a truck out when I was cooking.
Hey, they tearing 8-ball ass up too lately.
Yeah, 8-ball been having a rough couple of last couple albums, but he still gets busy, though. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
All right, what it do, Fred?
All right, yourself?
What's up? Not much, man. Nothing much. Glad to be amongst the living.
All
right. For sure.
Tell them what you got, Fred. Tell them what you got going on this week.
Oh, man. Thank you, Joe. We got one for them this weekend, Joe. Shore Showdown, US 13 Dragway, this Friday and Saturday. This is actually the biggest event of the year at that track, US 13 Dragway. And, man, it's getting kind of crazy. It's hard to keep up with here lately. Right now we're at 40-something plus locked in grudge races. This event last year was a one-day event, Joe. And I think you might have been at the last one, Joe. And we got off 42 grudge races in one day on a Saturday, and we counted them off on the mic. You know, we made sure the money's up, lock-in table, nobody just grabbing a friend saying, let's go call it a grudge race, official grudge races. So we're looking to break that record this year and do 45, 50-plus, and we're on track to do that. So a lot of action. You know, we will entertain you. Then, you know, for folks who like, you know, to get in the shootouts, or to hide in the shootouts, that I say. We got that action for you, too. On Friday night, we got some Anything 28. We got some streetcar classes, Daily Driver on Friday. There's about 15 locked-in races on Friday. A lot of off-the-trailer action. And then Saturday, it's going to be crazy. It's about 24, 25 races locked in for Saturday so far. I've been able to keep up with. to be transparent, because some of them, they lock them, I can't keep up with them. And, you know, then we got, you know, one of the highlights for me the whole weekend is the kids' power wheel shootout. That's something that we started doing the end of last year. And Antoine's baby girl, she actually came in second place at the last one. She was a runner-up for the power wheel shootout. And
that's what's up.
Baby girl, my, and that was probably the most exciting thing of the whole event, man. So we gave every kid like $400 or $500 each kid. Hey, Antoine, what did your baby girl buy with her money?
Man, she went to the mall, got dog, and bought herself a fresh pair of Jordans. Jordan 1s. I said, what? Where mine? No, Dad, this is my money. This is my money. Not your, this is my money. I said, you right, it's your money.
Antoine, I told her, I said, you bet, and don't give neither dollar to your dad. She was falling out laughing, boy.
Look, she done called me every, she done called me every day this week. Daddy, is my power wheels charged up, Daddy? I'm ready to cut a good light.
I know that's right.
Yeah, man. That was exciting. So we gave, it was three or four kids the last one we gave. Every kid had left with at least $400-some, and the winner, little Meat, look, when he pulled up to the starting line, his power wheels, and he purged nitrous at the starting line. Man, when I tell you the crowd went crazy, Meat put a nitrous purger on there on this boy's power wheel. And that's probably why nobody can't beat him. Meat probably spraying that thing knowing him. But I think he left home with like $600 or $700. So that was a highlight, man. You know, just blessing the kids, and a lot of people been sponsoring the kids, and Avon and Timmy and Badmouth Crew. They always sponsor the kids. So that's exciting, man. And then when you get into the grudge racing, you know, it's a lot of grudge action for Saturday. We even got a. Boss Tony Bonds and Pro Stock Gordo locked in today. They've been chasing each other. So we were able to get them together and get them locked in for Saturday at 7 o'clock. A lot of good action. And then we've got, you know, good shootouts. All still all glass, 28, all motor class, and an AC street car. So action-packed weekend. You guys are not doing nothing. You know, we hate that this race actually falls on same week this week as King of the Beach, even though it's two different types of race, but we like to go support Uncle Larry and the family as well at King of the Beach. But we try to stay away from each other as much as we can, but this year that didn't happen. But, you know, we know that they're going to have a great time at the beach, and we're going to have a good time at US 13.
Good stuff,
man.
Yes, sir. So if you ain't doing nothing, we're bringing the city to the country. So if you ain't doing nothing, come on down to US 13 Dragway. This will be one of our biggest events of the year. Guaranteed.
Definitely.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, you know I'm going to cut off Hassan Wheatley first round Friday night.
God damn.
Terrible, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Antoine, Hassan told me today, he told me his game plan on how he's going to get you, man, so he's already pumped. You already beat me. You don't even know.
Hey, listen. Hey, if he got planning, he's done for already from the word go. I got something for him.
He's not running. What y'all using? Vehicle.
Hey, I'm coming with a 4-door Nissan. That's all I told him.
Oh, 4-door.
Yeah, he's coming with a 4-door too.
Hey, 4-door Nissan. That's all. We drive every day cars.
That's my curious shit about to go on.
Antoine, I heard some people saying they bet with Hassan.
Tell them about it. How much?
I bet with the manager.
But I tell you what, he got the back tire to the quarter, so come on with it.
Yeah, Antoine gave the back tire to the quarter.
Okay. So you gave him a full. Are you coming with a full door Nissan?
That's all I said. I'm coming with.
Okay. Okay.
He trying to be like Sammy.
I was.
Hey, well, I'm gonna keep it real. I don't know too many fast four door Nissans, man. I think the fast
okay.
one's probably
you,
maximum.
Well, I tell you, listen, I ain't gotta be fast, so I'm gonna steal it off the brake.
Well, that's true. Damn. That's true. That's true.
Hey, I'm
man,
gonna steal it like I stole it and collide.
How far gonna gap yours?
Fat Albert, you want me to sit both? Fat Albert, you want me to sit in the middle of the car and drive with my kneecap and stick one finger out on each side of the truck window like I did a galot?
Honestly, man, a race is like that is the most fun a lot of times, man. Honestly,
yeah,
something different.
Hey, Joe. So ask Fred. About the race and the money, the big money, little money.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. It's just as much excitement as you think the little money is just exciting as the big money.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Joe. I'm gonna say more exciting. I'm gonna say more exciting because the big money races 8 out of 10 times they don't happen. And then the small money races, when they get off, like I was at Island Dragway the weekend, you know, people were racing for a reasonable money, couple hundred dollars, $500 pot, you know, $1,000 here and there. But when people lose, they're not in their feelings because they didn't really lose
right.
something that they couldn't afford to lose. So that keeps it fun. And I'll say that I said it before. I think I even might even said it on here, you know, years ago, man, when we used to be getting busy at Capitol. I remember when Aaron Tingle, when he raced Iron Mike, and the pot was like $26,000 something. He said he really didn't want to race for that kind of money because when you race for that kind of money, people get weird. And it's true because the dudes didn't even want to speak. You know, they wouldn't shake hands after the end. You know, so I would say that absolutely the smaller money races are more fun than me from a fan's perspective and a promoter's, and it's less chaotic.
Good report, bro. Good one. Good one.
And you know, it's funny you say that, Joe, because I was talking to somebody earlier today. Oh, I was talking to me and my brother Debo was on the phone, right? And we were talking about this race in comparison to Bridge Wars, right? And he was like, man, the energy behind this race is crazy. He was like, but what feels good about this race? He said, Bridge Wars, there's a lot of energy because it was headliners, right, so to speak, right, in the game. But this is a racer's race, right? You know what I mean? Like, this, you ain't got to worry about big names. Like, you got everybody getting in the paint, you know. Antoine with ODB, he got 3 races. Avon got 7 races. You know, Buck got 5. Blue Magic got 3. Rob got 4. You know, Killer coming from New York, he got 6. Papa Smurf, he got 8, working on 10. So it's a racer's race. You know what I mean? So,
God damn.
I like the energy behind this better than Bridge Wars, to be honest with you.
Hey, Fred. Grandma
yeah.
will be on the premises looking on Friday.
Friday? Oh, shit.
Friday.
Oh, shit, because, hey, listen, I had a couple guys hit me up, so they were trying to get up Grandma's skirt. I told her, you know, I didn't know she was going to be on the property or not, so I had to call them back and let them know.
Okay.
Yeah, so I like the energy behind, you know, the racer races, you know, these small races and, you know, the all-motor races and, you know, the smaller guys. Like, that's the most fun to me. And no disrespect to nobody, because all of it's good action. But sometimes the headline race is just a lot of back and forth, and nobody can get along, nobody can agree on nothing. It's always got to be for 10,000 or better, like that. That's
mm-hmm.
stressful. And Joe, you know,
it
you
is.
Know, and Albert,
mm-hmm.
you know, holding that kind of money, man, is very uncomfortable of somebody else's money. To be honest with you, you know, we like to talk it up on shows and say, hey, man, it's a $20,000 bet, but when you got you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 of somebody else's money, that's really not comfortable.
Right about that.
Hey Joe,
you know what I mean? And then
you didn't mention that Pete and Coretta then was locked in for Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, they off. 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Off the trailer.
Off the trailer.
Oh, that's a good
okay.
one. That's a good one.
Hey, Pete's been doing a lot of off the trailer races, huh?
Well,
like
once
that
you get dialed
trail.
In and you know what the shit going to do, you can do that.
Yeah. Because Friday night, Jeff got to go off the trailer.
Yeah, I see Uncle Scotty been terrorizing, too. He's trying to get any and everybody on big cars in the DMV. G-Unit's been terrorizing.
Yeah. I was surprised. I know Jeff said he wanted to run. He was going to run Nephew Pete off the trailer. I was surprised. I was like, man, golly, get a pass. Jeff want to try that off the trailer.
Oh, Jeff's going to run him. He's going to run him off the trailer after fixing his issue.
He going to do it Friday. He's going to run Friday night off the trailer.
One thing for sure is they can't say Jeff Rogers don't got a set because he'll let him hang.
Yeah. And then he got to run Mark Hayes. He got to run Mark Hayes on Saturday.
Hey, Joe, didn't I see that Mark got a race locked in at Galactus? Your race at Galactus?
Yeah, that's what Mark Hayes is locked in with Jeff on at Galactus.